you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Then put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Okay, camper, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is it, Miami Beach? Oh, well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Especially cold, yeah. Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips.
Chapped
right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's going to come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's
Groundhog Day!
Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah. Ooh, he's
come here, Groundhog!
You're on the air?
Yes. Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. 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 The rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Yes, rock stars they are, and God bless them for that. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll do as they wish. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they're going to get somewhere wrong, you know.
Okay.
Groundhog Day!
Phil? Hey, Phil? Phil? Phil Connors? Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
How you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey, hey.
Ned Ryer.
Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson!
I got you.
Beetle Nose Ned, Ned the Head. Come on, buddy. Case Western High. Ned Ryerson. I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing!
Bing.
So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned? Or,
no. Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
Because if you do, you could always use a little more.
Am I right or am I right or am I right?
All right.
All right.
I got it.
I like sweet.
Hi, Ed.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, Ed.
All right. Hi there, everybody. Don and Mike Show. Super Bowl Friday. Phone number 877-365-3636.
No, it's going to be a good day. I can tell you why.
Put your little
none of us drove today. We all had designated drivers.
Yes, we did.
The guy with the absinthe is here.
Yes.
And after all of the prognosticating about the weather.
Jacob, right?
And the storm that was going to get here and that never did get here. And once they ended up canceling everything right as we went on the air, it started snowing like a son of a bitch. I think that's a good sign for a Super Bowl party.
Yes, the icy precipitation. The wintry mix has started just at the time that the weather forecaster said it was going to clear.
Right. When Janet was driving me in today, it was a combination of hail and ice pellets.
Yeah, ice pellets. It's a wintry mix.
And now it's snowing like holy shit outside. And isn't it the best feeling in the world to be in a cabin with
yes.
your best friend?
Right.
And a hallucinogenic drink.
Yeah.
And knowing that you don't have to drive yourself home.
Very exciting.
And we're going to be wrapped up in everything that is Super Bowl today.
Super Bowl!
Super Bowl.
Yeah. I like great.
Groundhog Day!
There you go.
And it's not Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is Groundhog Day.
Is it Groundhog Day?
Yes. Today is
Groundhog
Day. Mike, that's why I put all those stupid tapes at the beginning of the show.
Well, I mean, the Super Bowl show is completely eclipsed Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day!
Well, what did Phil do?
Someone shot him.
And he's dead, and it will be winter forever.
Right.
Someone shot Phil. He's roadkill.
I had no idea.
It will surprise you. The results will surprise you.
Really?
Shocking results from the rodent.
Once, 70 more weeks of winter.
Once we start drinking the absinthe, one of the things that the guys have planned today will be calls to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
That'll be fun. I'll enjoy that.
Good.
So the way we're going to do this show
today... I want to thank you for the gift before we even get started here. This is the coolest, neatest Super Bowl 41 jersey. That, I mean, I love it.
Very nice.
I really do love it.
Got it from my guy who's down at the game down in Miami.
Boy, it's cool.
It's one of those things you can only, one of those things they jip you on. You can only buy it down at the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
And it's so gaudy that you really will only wear it, like, during Super Bowl week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to wear it Sunday also. It's got a... sewn-on letters and numbers and sewn-on patches
It's
cool
nice.
Stuff.
So Mike's got his Super Bowl jersey on. I got my Packers crap on.
Right. Yeah. Let's get started.
We're going to have us some absinthe Super Bowl fun today.
Very, very exciting.
And for the first time, I'm really going to dive in with everybody 100%.
Good. Yes.
And as much as it kills me, at some point here, I will relinquish control...
Of the console?
No, not of the console.
No.
But just of the content to Rob, to John.
Uh-huh.
Because I said it's too much pressure.
Yes.
If I'm all screwed up, to think of what fantastic bit we're going to do next.
Uh-huh. You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, you should just let yourself go.
Roll with it.
So today...
Roll with it, baby.
Right.
Let the comedy be presented to us.
I agree.
Bring it.
And we will react. With our snappy repartee.
Now, I'll tell you, I'm seeing some of the material now, sober as a judge.
How does it look? Because you're not going to be able to process that later.
It'll be funnier later.
It better be. it sure better be.
Trust me, it will.
For God's sake.
I guarantee one thing.
What?
With all the content that you have in your hands right now, we will get to very little of it.
Look at all of this Super Bowl crap that they've got for us to discuss. Yeah. I mean,
that'll be irrelevant.
List of the dollar amount.
That'll be irrelevant within about 40 minutes.
Each player gets. How long will it take Billy Joel to sing the anthem this year? Doritos spends $2.6 million on a commercial. God,
how long will it take Buzz to say Jeremy Piven?
All of this stuff, they've got... They've got pictures of tumors for us to look at today.
Real now that now see that's something I think we'll get to.
It's fun. Cyst.
Big tumors.
A cyst. Oh,
it's a cyst. It's a cyst.
Is it popthatcyst.com?
No.
Oh.
And just the last sign that I needed that this was going to be a great Super Bowl absinthe show today.
Yes.
Everything working together for the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right as I was leaving the house, I get the phone call. Hello. It's a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. Says. Have you heard? And I think it's like one of those end-of-the-world calls.
Right.
Except he's very upbeat and happy.
He's happy.
And I immediately think the guy's screwing with me. I said, what? And he said, Brett Favre's coming back.
Really?
Wow. And for a moment, see, this is how queer I am about Brett Favre. I said, don't play with me. He's not going to make a decision early.
I thought he retired.
He's not making a decision this early. I saw him cry on TV.
Right, like it was his last game.
That's it.
He's out. You're screwing me. Mm-hmm. The guy said, go to your computer. Go to any website at all. And I totally didn't believe this guy, Craig, friend of mine, didn't believe him. I said, hold on a second. Go upstairs, get on the computer. MSN, whatever my homepage is, right there up top.
He's coming back.
Press conference this afternoon.
Wow. What time's the press conference? Do we know?
During the show.
During the show.
All right. So we'll be able to listen to it, and you know what that means.
Are you going to cry if he's coming back for sure?
No, he is coming back, Mike.
Are you getting all cloudy already thinking about it?
Yeah. One more year with old Greybeard.
Brett Favre.
With my guy.
Fantastic.
I'm not like Madden. I'll say that I love him.
Right.
And I love him in the way that a man loves another man.
Right. Do you think maybe he's testing, he's pushing the envelope, that maybe this is one season too many?
No.
Or do you think he's still got it? Does he have what it takes?
Mike, he comes back
next year. With those aging legs to get to the Super Bowl.
Listen to this now. He comes back next year, and the Packers go all the way, baby.
Wouldn't that be a dream scenario?
All the way, baby.
Much like Peyton Manning, a dream scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that offended you, didn't it? Brett Favre is not Peyton Manning. I know you. I know you're sensitive about that.
They're both great guys.
Yeah, I
slurp them both.
Have you decided who you're passionately going to root for, or are you going to be kind of ambivalent when it comes to...
I've decided I'm rooting for the Colts.
The Colts. Right. I'm kind of for the Colts for Peyton Manning, but it's one of those Super Bowls where good luck, both guys. I hope something really exciting happens.
No matter what.
I've pretty much decided I'm rooting for the Colts. Simply because...
I'm rooting for the Kevin Federline commercial.
Rex Grossman is just such a drip. Every time
he looks... You know what? And I have no idea what Rex Grossman's background is, but he's got that face that kind of looks like he maybe had an easy go of it. And I know that's a terrible thing to say about a quarterback in the NFL.
He's soft.
He's doughy.
He resembles...
He's privileged.
He resembles...
Did he come from a poor family? Because he looks privileged to me.
He resembles Brian Vandergraaf.
Oh, okay.
From Channel 7.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
He's
that same kind of soft countenance. Yeah. You know, that just says, please, can I have another biscuit, mother?
And
that's what it says to me.
Every time I see him on SportsCenter, even when he was having his rave out yesterday, because he was mad about being asked the same questions over and over.
Right.
He looks at the...
And that's stupid when you're at the Super Bowl at press conferences. You are going to be asked the same question.
He looks at the assembled masses, you know, with that... dopey, you know,
with his painted on eyebrows. That's what makes him look weird. He's got the painted on eyebrows.
He says to all of the media, you're ignorant.
Right.
You don't do research.
Now look at that picture.
I've answered the same questions all week long.
He's calling people ignorant? Look at that face.
Where's the receiver?
Now granted, you know, Peyton Manning, he ain't no George Clooney.
No.
You understand what I'm saying? But there's a man who's in control of his faculties.
But I give you this picture one more time, and I'm going to have you look at it very quickly. And
Grossman?
Tell me, as I look at this picture, what makes him a tough guy? In five?
Who, Grossman?
Yes, look at the picture of Grossman. Five.
Makes him a tough
four,
guy.
Three.
I don't know.
Two.
What?
Look at his hand, man.
His hand?
Look at his hand.
Oh, has he got an owie on his hand?
Look at the bloody finger.
He's got blood.
Look at the blood pouring down the football.
Tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Tough guy.
Rex Grossman.
So he accused, we've seen the caliber of people that ask the questions at the Super Bowl. He accused them of not doing research.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Go to the Miami Public Library before the press conference?
And it's great when they get the shot of the reporters, because unlike a presidential press conference,
all their mouths open.
The reporters are all fat guys wearing Hawaiian shirts and T-shirts and flip-flops, and they've all got their free half-eaten bagels and their cups of coffee that they're balancing on their knees.
About two-thirds of them haven't showered.
Right. All of them running this poor, stupid boy, Rex Grossman, an attitude, and he stupidly runs them back at him. Now, Colts by a million.
Huh. You've present company excluded, you've gone to some of those press conferences and palled around with some of those people. And didn't you ask Steve Bagley a little question?
He hasn't only gone to the press conferences, he's gotten up on the dais.
Oh, yeah, well, that was an isolated incident.
I remember that vividly, though. Hi, everyone, I'm Don Geronimo, and then they hustled you off the stage. Do you have any questions?
One of our first Super Bowls, but then at a later Super Bowl we went to, I actually went and stood up during the...
Was it Tagliabue's conference?
Yeah, I stood up during his press conference and asked him a question.
I think I saw you on ESPN6.
Because what the hell? Right. Yeah, so I'm going for the Colts. Who are you going for, Mike?
I like Peyton Manning, and I have no real person on the Bears that I care about, and I don't have any connections to Chicago. And I've been to Indianapolis and Chicago, and I think the people in Indianapolis are nice, wholesome folks. Chicago people are fun, but I like the story. It's the story that I'm rooting for, and you know, I enjoyed it with Peyton Manning in the championship game, the AFC championship game, so I'm going to go for Peyton Manning. But you know what I'm rooting for? I'm really rooting for just a good game.
It'll
really
be a good game. It'll be a good game. A buzz.
The Bears. Clearly the Bears.
Yep.
I was thinking that I have a feeling she may be a lesbian.
Talking about Rex Grossman?
The Bears.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
The Bears.
There
you go. Oh, sure feels good not to be the gayest guy in the room for once.
Groundhog Day!
I like race.
Okay, well,
enough of the Super Bowl chat.
Yes.
There you go. I think we've done enough work. Bring in the guy with the absinthe.
Jacob, right, Buzz?
Bring on the hooch. Yes,
let's get this started.
Jacob, what's Jacob? Do you know Jacob's last name?
I don't. No one does.
No one knows and Jacob's last name.
One more bit of great news. Not only do we have designated drivers, we're wearing our Super Bowl clothing.
Right.
It's snowing outside,
yes.
Making it all so snug inside.
Yeah, it's very cozy.
Brett Favre is coming back.
Right.
And we have video of women.
It's the perfect
storm. That's going to be
very exciting.
Great Super Bowl show. And Johnny wrote on the DVD, horse humping, P.S.,
this is sick.
Well, I'm glad somebody said that.
Well, no kidding.
It is sick.
John, how sick is it?
It's pretty sick. There's no video. It's just audio.
Oh,
it's audio.
It's a couple of people who met because they were both zoophiles.
Oh, dear.
It is the most foul thing I believe I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Really?
Wow. I really wanted some video.
Well, with that said, are we allowed to play it?
Well, it's in here. Let me give it a shot. It's in machine number one. Hey,
wait, hold on a second. You're defeating the purpose of this.
I just want to hear a little of it.
Shouldn't we wait until we've had a...
Can we just hear just a taste?
Just a taste.
Did eventually meet Ken, who shares her sexual preference.
Oh, we need to grab a couple handfuls of that flower stuff.
Okay.
I like the music.
I was technically a virgin until I was 29 years old. I was a zoophile up until then, and I just basically didn't have much interest in other members of my own species as far as a life.
Okay, that's good. You know what, John? That might even be better than watching a video tape.
I think it might be much better.
Hear the audio?
That's fantastic.
That is pretty good.
Wow.
That's a party. That's a party.
Wow.
Now, Buzz, why don't you introduce us to your friend again?
All right. This is Jacob, and this is his wife, Karina. And Jacob has not only been importing, I guess, or selling worldwide absinthe, but has now created his own, and I guess to some degree, and thanks for this show.
All right, well, tell us about that.
He doesn't create his own. He actually sells.
No, he does now. Yeah, he has created his own.
No, but he hasn't.
Oh, I see.
He hasn't. He was telling me actually in great detail what he's done.
I see.
He just sells it. He doesn't really make it.
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah. Something's happening there.
Misinformed. Yes.
I'm unaware of what's
it. I was having a chat with Jacob, and we were talking about what he does, and he was actually telling me very specifically how he wants to. Jacob, maybe you could do it better than any of us. You could tell us what you do. So
did Buzz say too much?
Perhaps Buzz was a little enthusiastic.
I missed the meeting.
Groundhog Day.
Anyway, here he is now, Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing very well. What would you like to say that Buzz just screwed up?
Well, nothing really. It's just that I'm a reseller of absinthe, except for there's one that we sell on there that we produce that's got a high thulione level, but this one has been created, and they've worked with us. We're the only one that sells it, but I didn't have any part of creating it.
Very good. Very good. Well, now thulione is the... That's the big thing in absinthe, right?
It's what a lot of people consider to be the most important part of absinthe, but in reality, it's actually it's what makes absinthe, but it's not what makes the feeling so special about absinthe.
Oh. What it is, and I think we've had discussions about this. This is really, you know, we had that big discussion when we've had a couple of absinthe shows.
It's happy juice,
About the hallucinogenic, and it really doesn't have that. And what it is just pretty powerful stuff, right?
It's very powerful stuff, and it also is like a clear-headed drunkenness. As long as you don't drink anything else or smoke anything else, you're going to feel drunk, but aware of everything.
Well, aware of everything.
Perfect for our Super Bowl party.
It was used a lot by writers and artists. Ernest Hemingway used to mix it with champagne, as a matter of fact.
And I know that Marilyn Manson has made some killer paintings on absinthe.
Yes, he has.
I've seen some of his artwork.
And, you know, it's been featured in many films, many movies.
Well, let's get the show rolling.
Now, once again, let's take us through the way you serve this stuff.
Okay, the one that we have here is... Well, first of all, the website is greenfairy.org.
There you go, greenfairy.org, everybody.
And the brand that we're drinking right now is called Oliva Absinthe. This is a brand new absinthe. They've made two kinds. One of them is a sparkling absinthe, and it's the first sparkling absinthe that was ever been created.
Now, is the sparkling stuff, does that need to be, you know, poured over the cube or anything like that, or is that just ready to go?
You would prepare it the same way as you would prepare any absinthe. You pour into any glass about one-third of the way full of absinthe, and then you place a spoon on top of the glass, a sugar cube on top of that.
And pour water over it.
And then pour ice-cold water slowly.
Icy-cold water.
Yeah, icy-cold water slowly. Get this recipe, over the sugar cube.
We'll have this recipe on our website, livewithregisandkelly.com.
All right, well, pour away.
Okay.
Let's make this happen.
Get this party started. Let's get this party started. There. Now, that's a different color than the last
one. I've got some music ready.
The last one you guys had was Absinthium 1792.
Now, that's not a third there, Jacob. That's half.
The bottom part of the glass is a little smaller than that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And, the color of this is 100% natural. It's an olive green color.
Yes, it's different than that antifreeze color.
Now, how important is all of this junk you're doing with this ritual of pouring it
in the spoon that has
I can smell it over here.
That has the ice, that has the sugar cube and the ice cold water. How important is all of that stuff?
It's very important. As you see, the color right now is clear, but it's an olive green.
Right.
As you pour the water into it, it'll change color to a milky white.
Oh, we'll be able to hear this now.
Cloud up.
Listen.
Magic is happening.
Does it make you thirsty? Don't you wish you were here at our Super Bowl party?
Can you smell it?
I smell a girl's perfume.
I smell the absinthe. A little like licorice.
Listen. His wife kind of looks like Tiger Woods' wife.
Well,
she's very pretty. That hot Nordic look. Thank you. Why are we whispering?
I don't know. We're just hearing the sounds of the absinthe.
And so this is what it looks like when it's finished.
Looks like milk. Green milk.
I'll take it.
All right.
That's a big glass. God damn, that's like a big, gigantic milk-sized glass. So you don't chug this,
No,
correct?
It's a sipping drink. It's absolutely a sipping drink.
Oh.
Well, then.
Have your first sip. Done.
Well, I'm going to wait till it gets done pouring.
Okay. How's it taste? Strong?
Tastes a little bit like our old friend Sam.
It does, because of the flavor, the licorice flavor.
Our old friend Sambuca.
I found that the first sip is always difficult. When you get to the fourth sip, you're saying to yourself, this is delicious.
I won't screw it up if I alternate with Diet Cherry Coke, will I?
You won't enjoy the flavor as much, but no, it won't screw up.
Whatever floats your boat, I think that's good. And it is very, very much a sipping thing, and do not try this at home.
All right.
I wanted to say also that this is the first authentic absinthe ever to be made in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
This was created from a over 100-year-old recipe that was found.
Oh, very good.
Well, allow me to sip again.
Wonderful.
And please watch as I put my little pinky up in the air.
You should. That's the second one. How are you enjoying it?
I'm not drinking very much of it.
No, you're not supposed to.
You won't. I don't feel nothing yet.
You will.
But, all right, let's just start the clock. I'm ready. This is the first absinthe show I've taken part in, so I'm waiting. Come
Please
on.
Please enjoy.
Let's start it. Let's get
and
this.
And that's icy cold water?
Let's get this roller coaster going. Come on.
You may need extra ice. It's cold, but
I do need some more ice. Yes, please.
I'd like. And we were doing that. Didn't we do that the last time?
Joe, can I have a lot of ice in my glass, please?
Ice is good.
Bring ice to me, please. I would love to talk about Brett Favre. Are you ready to sip it, Mike?
I'm ready to sip it.
Take your first sip. Go ahead. Sip up. And? Oh, you're making a face.
Oh, my God.
Told you, it's kind of strong, isn't it?
That's not like the other stuff. First sip is never easy. The fourth sip, about that, Jacob. I'm just giving you my honest appraisal. That's bitter. Jesus.
All right, so, Buzz, you maintain that the fourth sip is the good sip, right?
I do. And a little more sugar, I think. Don, do you want another sugar cube?
I think I would just like some ice. I'm ready for my third sip.
Uh-huh.
See, you know the way I am.
Right.
I would say, just give me the glass. I'll drink the whole glass. I know that when we had this at Christmas Eve and we played our crazy Christmas Eve absinthe Scrabble party, that we actually did sip it, and it was quite enjoyable.
Very pleasant.
But not like this.
It's a happy
It wasn't a situation like this. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What's going to come out of my mouth once the truth juice starts flowing?
Artists and writers that I mentioned earlier think this makes them more creative, that they produce more material.
I've got an idea for a bit.
Right. Like that.
Let's put on a play.
Does anyone have a canvas?
Thank you, Rob.
Does anyone have a canvas?
There's some ice. Thank you.
Mine, I have a little ice, too.
Hold on, Mike.
Mine's arrived.
The bitterness that you're tasting is created in the coloration process. We use an extra step with wormwood in it, and the wormwood is bitter, but it's toned down compared to the distillation process.
I understand.
There.
And there is clear absinthe as well.
There is some ice for your mic.
The coloration step.
Buzz, you can take your sip?
I will, yes.
Knock yourself out, Buzz. Here's some ice for your mic.
Very good.
Let me see. I'll take another sip. Now that mine's got nice ice.
Would like bitter licorice.
That was number three, Buzz, and it was not as bad.
See? Wait till you get to four.
Not as bad. That does have kind of an aftertaste, though.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Use a little more sugar, maybe.
Kind of a death breath.
Sugar's an important part of this.
Give me another sugar cube, Robbie, please.
More sugar. You didn't bring that other stuff, did you?
I did. What I want to do is I'd like you to compare it. Like, do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you pour me another one, and I'll compare it.
A taste test.
Here we go. And
okay, that's four sips for me.
I'll take some of that ice too.
That's four sips for me. Waiting for it to start. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
You guys are being pussies now. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
You guys are watering that stuff down. Bring more sugar? Come on.
Now, dude, hold on a second. We are here.
We've had the other stuff, and this is very, very bitter.
We are here with the absinthe guy. And I'll tell you, I have taken my four sips, okay? Don't call me a pussy boy. I've taken four sips.
Have you had this stuff before?
Right.
Have you ever had this before?
Never.
Then you don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Buzz? You know what you're doing right there? You're doing the football player
thing. The Super Bowl thing. Have you ever played the Super Bowl song?
Hey, buddy, have you ever been number one in anything in your life? It sounds to me like it might be hitting Buzz a little faster than
you got that, pal?
Yeah, sure.
You want to fight? You want to fight right now?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
If I ordered today, how fast could I get there?
5 days.
5 days.
5 days.
5 days. So you're screwed for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You're screwed for the Super Bowl.
How you doing over there?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. I don't know if it's like a placebo yet at this point.
Yeah.
If I'm just feeling randy because, you know, I've not done this with you, Kat.
Right.
So bring it on.
Your tongue will go numb first.
Yeah. Ow.
I remember that.
That's not happened.
Yeah. Wow.
I just bit my tongue. So, Jacob, are you having some?
Yeah, I'm going to have some.
Well,
if you don't mind.
Who should we toast?
Please.
How about Mike's sister, Kathy?
Holy! Starting already. There, that's what I'm talking about. I'm real sorry, but I'm going to switch to that.
Mike is going to the other brand?
Yeah. Well, yeah. This was my previous favorite flavor.
Here's to Mike's sister.
It's what you know and love.
If you don't mind, if you give it three sips,
okay.
and then taste this, and let me know.
Okay.
Okay?
I could use more sugar and ice, I think.
You pussy buzz.
That's my third sip there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, very good. I'm not dissing that stuff, but Jesus.
Hey, hello. Happy Super Bowl Friday. Hello. Yeah,
there we go. Then.
Happy Super Bowl Friday to you, gentlemen.
Right on.
Hey, one other way that I have actually had absinthe myself is to basically freebase sugar. Heat it down in a spoon so it's a melted form and then dump it in.
Something's
hot.
Jacob, are you involved at all with this stuff? Can I say the name of this stuff?
Yeah, sure. We sell this on our website.
The Absinthian 1792 is what I've had before, and I recommend you try one of these.
I'll take a sip of that too, Mike.
I think you're going to enjoy that.
You think I like that one better?
There we go.
The big difference between this one is it's actually been watered down or sugared down.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
That's what I'm going to be drinking. Okay, hold on.
Just a sip of yours. Hold on.
You got yours is on the way, too.
Hold on. Oh. Well, Go ahead. I'm so eager. They're mixing mine up, and I just took Mike's from his hand to give me a sip of yours. Okay, here we go.
It was ready.
Oh, my God. Comparison-wise, the second one is like drinking tap water.
Excellent.
It actually is a little bit watered down, and they add a lot of
that first one's got friggin' hair on it compared to that second one.
Yeah, I'm going to slide the first one away, and I'm going to be enjoying this. Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, I'll take it. Thank you, Jacob. Hey, yes, please, Rob. Hello, you're on the air.
Is that an hallucinogen?
No.
Nope.
It is not. Apparently not, right? I mean, it is not. Is it a hallucinogen?
That's a good question.
It's not a hallucinogen. And
is it legal?
It's legal to buy it, and it's legal to own it in the U.S. It's not legal to sell it within the U.S.
Right.
So if you were to buy 10 or 20, you couldn't sell it to your friends and be safe.
Right, that would be illegal.
There you go.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Indeed it does.
Is that actually a little question?
And isn't that nice? Because it's like being a rebel. It's like being a rebel.
Well, it's also, you know, the beverage of artists.
Yes.
It's inspiring.
And aren't we artists in a way? Don and Mike show.
Yes,
hello.
You are.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to let you know the ingredient wormwood is actually a slight hallucinogenic, and Van Gogh used to drink it. Good luck.
That's true.
Well, we've heard that before.
The Van Gogh part is true.
There's actually something about the hallucinogenics. Back in that time, absinthe was becoming so popular, there was a lot of counterfeit absinthe being made.
Yes.
And to make it cheaper, they would use things like poisons like copper and other things that would actually make it turn color better.
And that was the hallucinogenic property?
They were actually poisoning themselves and hallucinating because of that.
Those were the battle days.
Don and Mike show.
Don, I hope you read the newspaper article about the...
cameras at the Dulles Toll Road.
My friend, I'm so glad you brought this up. You might remember 6 or 7 months ago, I gave you the heads up for those in the D.C. area.
Oh, bring me up to speed, please.
You could go through the Dulles Toll Road from Dulles Airport to the Washington Beltway and not pay the toll. That it was a fake light that went on. They now have put cameras in. So no longer can you cheat on that.
When were the cameras put into effect?
Just this week. Okay. So everybody else out there, you're welcome for those 3 months of going through the Dulles Toll Road.
Absolutely.
I maybe feel that a little bit.
It's starting to, as you can tell, I'm drinking this a little quicker.
Maybe a little bit, I do.
Groundhog Day!
It's Groundhog Day.
It is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't know what that means.
You know how
What is your lovely wife's name again?
Karina.
Karina, will you be participating at all and having a sip of this fine stuff? Very nice. Step up to the microphone, because I remember you had a wonderful accent.
Are you chewing gum? Yeah. You chewing gum? We don't allow that. Do you know how I know it's affecting me now?
How?
You big lug.
You.
He's starting to hug Rob.
Starting to love people.
He's starting to hug Rob.
You big lug, you're exploding ass.
Karina, you're not from Czechoslovakia, right?
No, I'm from Latvia.
Latvia, yes. I remember. Do you remember Karina's accent?
Would you marry Tiger Woods?
No, not now. Too late.
Too late? Would you have married him when he was on the market?
Sorry?
Would you have married him when he was available?
No.
No.
Why not? Is it because he is a black man?
No, because I'm married already.
To Jacob.
What if you weren't married to Jacob?
Sure.
You married Tiger Woods.
There you go.
So would I.
Do you have any of your Latvian sisters over here?
Cousins.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Baby. You guys have sex today?
Sure.
have you had sex already today?
No.
Not yet.
Not today.
You want to have sex in our office?
Wow.
Going up.
You know, that's just you. I know you're not buzzed. That's the real you.
It's really snowing outside.
Yes, it is.
Wow, look at that.
Huh? Hello there, Don and Mike Show, huh?
It's real scary, huh?
Radio God.
Yeah? Hey, Mike. Too bad we're not going to Atlantic City right after the show.
Wouldn't that be great? And being driven down there in a limo. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Me and Mike are going
Tom, why are you rubbing your face like that?
Because I'm getting sweaty.
A little numb. Now, Jacob,
is it hot in here, Rob? I asked you that before the show.
It's actually cold in here.
It's actually
chilly.
Hello.
Just you.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Well, shut up. It's not 58. Shut up. It is not. Open the door.
All right.
God, I'm sweating like Marianne Barry.
You're hot.
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if I could ask Jake if they verified you're 21 on the website when they ship it.
We're not able to check the legal drinking age of all the countries around the world that we ship to, so it's up to you to determine whether you're legally able to purchase alcohol or not.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I don't even know what that guy was saying.
No. Yeah. But, I mean, you were saying the right thing, right?
I get off the
You know, I kind of feel like we're back in the days of Prohibition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. God, I love the Sting. The Sting.
They
make a Prohibition.
Oh, the movie The Sting.
You know, it's
Paul Newman, Robert Redford.
You know, it's a bad movie. Is The Sting 2.
Yeah.
P.U. is Mac Davis and Jackie Gleason.
Sequels. Yeah,
I've seen it.
You're staying on the real stuff, huh?
I am.
But you're really nursing it.
I have a little more sweetener to it. It is a little bitter, but you watch. It'll get better.
I love that stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's happening, Bad?
Hey, what's happening there? Bad Phone Super Bowl Friday. What's happening?
I want you to repeat after me. Say, black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful?
Don't say it.
Yes, sir. Don't say it.
Oh, shut up one note.
Groundhog Day!
Black is beautiful. It's the first time. I plan on calling Rob one note about 30 more times today.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
How are you?
How are you? What's your name?
I'm Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Do you mind if I call you Anna?
I would be honored. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Anna.
It was Sigmund Freud's daughter, you know.
It is.
Her name
it
was
is.
Anna.
Absolutely. I did know that.
He may have analyzed Anna's brains early on in his medical career.
Hey, I want
Oh, you're ahead of me now.
Just a bit.
She wore slips.
Just a wee bit.
Why, you really put a dent in that glass. In a glass of the regular stuff?
Well, now that I'm not drinking that poison that he poured the first time, you know. No, I'm sorry, Jacob. I know you get rich on this stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
1792. When Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
What's happening, honey?
I wanted to change gears for a moment. I didn't know if you guys heard today's show. They basically...
Stop, Mike. Stop it. Mike, stop it.
I put my arms in a funny way yesterday, and I know it makes him laugh. But it won't, you know, won't make him laugh forever.
It's a go-to
but
for
it's,
now.
But it's like right away, like for 48 hours.
But give him the setup.
It's gold.
Like you're going to pleasure a woman.
Like a pleasure, you know. I give women pleasure.
All right.
Anna, I'm sorry.
I wanted to... See if you guys heard about the Today Show. They kind of went back to that YouTube with the...
Don't we have that, Robbie?
Oh, the wedding, the bride.
I saw a promo for that where they were going to identify the actress.
Hold on, here it is.
Hair scare viewed round the world.
No! Why are you not here?
There you go. That's the story from Good Morning America.
We cleared it up.
I saw it was 6 minutes long.
Yeah, and they're really chatty ladies.
We don't have 6 minutes for that.
No.
It was a...
What?
Nope.
What, Elvis?
It what? Hey, come on.
Well, how bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
But you know, it's a perfect show on a cold day.
Mm-hmm.
It is. You're right.
That was Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
The previous woman was calling about...
The Today Show and the YouTube video about the crazy bride.
And we just played a second of it, and I realized that... We didn't have 6 minutes to play that tape.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. You're not right now, no.
Here's to you, Mike.
Cheers.
Here you go. You know what that's to? 20 years.
20 years, Plink. 20 plus years. There you go. Mm. How about that? Mm. Anybody else call on this show or done that? Number one for 20 plus.
Here's to Brett Favre.
Mm.
Let's all suckle him together.
Thanks for the jersey.
Mm. Ah. So is this what happens during an absence show?
This is what happens.
Well,
you got to take breaks.
It's just the beginning, right?
You have to have a sip, and then what you will find, and I know you will find this as I did, because did I do one of these when Dom wasn't here?
Yes, you did. The last time.
What you'll find, because I know you're going to be the exact same way I was, you'll find that you just, well, we're just, none of us are going to be able to shut up. So okay, it's a very good thing to do on a... on a radio show.
Because right now there's big patches of silence.
That was because we were both toasting and drinking at the
same time. Normally I would feel the need to fill that silence with my big mouth, but now I'd rather just look outside. It's not snowing anymore.
I think we're doing all right.
You know what's even good?
No. Does that make any sound?
What's even good?
What, does that make any sense?
What's even good is Buzz is going to chat a lot more than he
normally
does.
I think I will, yeah.
Is that going?
Because he really gets like passionate about stuff, and I love that.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don, Mike, Buzz?
Very well, hello.
Not bad. You know, if you chase that absence...
We didn't ask you. He said not bad, we didn't ask. Hello,
right.
Don and Mike show. Oh, that's too loud.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Pretty good.
I had a question. Will you fail a drug test if you take that absence?
No.
Like for THC or anything like that?
Boy, listen to... Mr. Burbank jumping in right there. Would you, Jacob?
No, absolutely not. There's nothing that's tested for that would show up on a drug test.
It's a spirit, what it is.
It's a spirit with a lot of different herbs in it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Very smart.
The bears are drinking it.
It's a bear.
It's a spirit. It has 11 herbs and spices.
They're not concerned about it.
No.
Brian Urlacher's drinking it. Big, dumb Brian Urlacher.
What does Horka Sicovina mean?
I have no
idea. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, buddy. How's it?
Hi.
Hey, are you guys drinking the Absinthium? 1792?
I am.
I am, too.
And yes, I'll be having
and also the Oliva's Dream.
Yeah, Oliva's
Oliva's Dream.
Yeah. Oh, that's great stuff. I had some on New Year's, man, and my buddy just went nuts. He started calling me the devil and stuff. It was crazy.
It's fun, isn't it?
Hey, how about that, huh?
I'm trying. Hey, it's good stuff, though.
I'm trying so hard to catch up to Mike here, and I'm just doing an awful job. Look at you are really putting that glass to shame.
I think it's very, very important to point out that when we come to these type of shows, I am truly one of the finest trained professionals in the room.
You are.
I came to Buzz is, look at that. He's drinking the real heart stuff.
Oh, God damn, Buzz.
Let's listen to Buzz for a minute.
I thought it was time for me to catch up, and yes, my tongue is starting to get numb.
Really?
I think by the time we come back from this first break, I could be silly.
All right. Well, we'll get a break then.
Hey.
You got to help me out on that today.
Oh, I will.
Okay?
I will.
See the time I wrote down?
Yeah, it's time.
Try to stick to that.
Will you be able to do that from that sedentary position?
Hey, he's got to take his ass easy, Mike.
What?
Why? Oh, because he's got the hurting ass.
He's
you
got
know.
The bloody ass.
I know.
Come on.
He knows I like to pick on him when
he's
I have
a screw up, but I love him.
Too much break.
Big hairy ass.
You big lug.
Bloody ass. And so it begins.
Okay, well, this would be a good time to hear the...
We're not really. I mean, I should point out to our listening audience that I am very much in control, and you are too. We have not even,
sure I am.
We have not even begun to have fun.
No. Okay, we'll be back. If you point and wink at me...
I should make a sound.
I will not be able to do the show.
Okay, I will just... I'll go.
You give me that, like, showbiz. Here's to you, baby.
That's right. What is your name again?
Karina.
Karina, do you find this sexy? Watch this. Yeah, I can tell by your hysterical laughter that really turned you off. Hey, Rob, do you find this sexy?
No.
No?
I think you don't.
Hey, Karina. Hey, Karina. Mike likes the ass. You know what I mean?
Stop. Stop it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do not.
No. You just did that thing with your arms again. Okay, thanks, Rob. We got a break. We'll be right back. Everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
Once a year, the eyes of a nation turn to this tiny hamlet in western Pennsylvania to watch a master at work. The master? Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous weatherman, the groundhog, who, as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring. So I guess the question we have to ask ourselves today is, does Phil feel lucky?
This February 2nd at 7:20 and 30 seconds, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators, emerged reluctantly but alertly in Punxsutawney, PA, and stated in groundhoggies, I definitely see a shadow. Sorry, folks. 6 more weeks of winter.
You don't have your headphones on.
You know, I don't feel like it.
All right, Amos.
Bernard.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiots.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Michael Mella.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl this weekend. Are you Super Bowl party right now?
Hail, spinners.
Bam, bam. This is on my jukebox at home. And it really is. It's in the A's. It's either A1 or A2 or A3.
How many songs do you have?
A1 in my jukebox.
How many songs do you have in your jukebox?
On my regular jukebox?
Yes.
Like 100. 100 records.
100?
100.
How come you don't have more?
Because it's a jukebox.
It's all it holds, right?
Because it's an old-time.
So is that the limit? Is that as many as you can have?
It's an old-time jukebox.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you can't have many more than that.
No, it's built for X amount of...
I thought it was a CD jukebox.
No, I have a real jukebox.
Real? No, what, is that bad?
I hate CD jukebox.
All right.
He's right.
Top 100 hits of
Excuse
all time.
Excuse me. He's got a real one, too.
Well, I don't.
Want to buy mine?
Maybe when you boys are divorced someday, you can't afford things.
What? You could afford a jukebox.
I could afford 10.
My gloss is empty.
Your what is empty?
My gloss. My gloss is empty.
I'm all right. I can't hear Buzz, so I'm going to have to put on my
headphones.
Thanks
for putting your headphones on, Mike. You've been trying to get the feedback. You couldn't even get feedback.
Yeah, I don't know why. That normally...
There you go. Okay. Well, just have a sip.
Hi, Mike. How are you? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good. We're here with Jacob and his absinthe.
It's our Super Bowl show.
Greenfairy.org, if you want to investigate that. I said I'd give him a plug, and I did. There you
About 35 minutes in, and, well, maybe I feel a little something. Maybe I just feel a little goofy. I don't feel over the top yet.
No. I have to say, and I'm not necessarily proud of this, but I'm on number 2 of the pint glasses. I'm about to start my second.
You're the man. God damn, you're the man. Look at how far behind I am.
Well, I'm not proud of that. I'm really, that's what I do, and, you know, it doesn't always work for me.
What's wrong with me? I wanted this so bad. Look at how much of mine is gone. How much is yours? You're on
your
second
Can I tell you what
glass?
I want you to do? Can I really tell you what I want you to do? I want you to do exactly what you're doing, because you are going to be there.
and it's not going to be long. When you finish that, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But do it at your own pace.
You've already had one of these. You've already had one of these, though.
I have, but what do I? We are not in that. We're not in the same ballpark as far as the consumption.
These are big pint glasses.
Like right now, I'm slowing down.
How many fingers of this glass have I had, do you think?
You've had, you had a sip of the real hard stuff.
There it is back here.
Mm-hmm. And,
there's the stuff.
But, gentlemen, see if you don't agree that this is the happiest.
They're both fantastic. Oliva's Dream and the 1792. They're both great.
It's the happiest, pleasantest beverage you can have, in my opinion.
I agree,
my opinion.
I totally agree with you.
Very pleasant. It's a pleasant cruise.
And I like it all. I really like it all. Now you're enjoying a cigar.
Thank you, Ron.
You know, I'll tell you right now, we are doing things here that we would not be able to do at 10800 Main Street.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
A fine Fuente Opus X cigar.
Uh-huh.
This cigar, friends, gifted to me. You don't even know this man, Carlito Fuente.
We've heard about him. Here we go. This is the first sign. You're speaking from the heart now. You're talking about your cigars passionately. That would be something you discuss in a private setting.
You're right. I should stop that, shouldn't I?
That was not a warning. I was making an observation.
That's boring. Nobody wants to hear that.
I think that anybody that is a connoisseur of cigars, and with the door open, and you know, with the door open, the ventilation, I like the smell of them, but in here,
that
when the door is closed.
Great cigar. God damn, that's my favorite cigar in the world.
What now? What is it exactly? If you have just said you are smoking your favorite cigar in the world.
It's a Fuente Opus X, and
what is the style?
Perfection X. A little bigger than a Churchill. Oh, it's good. The ring gauge is like maybe a 48. And if I could quote that gay magazine, Mike, it has
cigar aficionado.
Woody undertones.
And a nice finish.
Orange petals and a slight dollop of chocolate.
That's good. Have you ever been able to taste chocolate in a cigar?
No, they always write that in the cigar magazines because they write the cigar magazines like letters from Penthouse.
Right.
You used to work with him? Woody undertones?
What, Mike?
Whoa. What is it, Mike? What do you mean?
What are you saying?
I am bombed.
Really?
I think so.
You had that whole goddamn pint glass already.
I had one of these. No, that's the cigar smoke, too.
Oh.
Getting a little of that.
You did
have.
What, Jaeger?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he's probably had about 2.5 shots of absinthe by now.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot.
That's good.
That's a lot of good stuff. And I would say smoking your cigar with your absinthe is a slippery slope, my friend.
Why is that?
Because it enhances the effect. That's why you're probably feeling pretty good.
Oh, I'm not smoking weed. I'm smoking a cigar.
Still, it can make you dizzy. What's the alcohol content?
I'm not dizzy.
What's the alcohol content of this, Jacob?
It's almost 70%.
It's
68%.
Almost 140%.
I love the song Dizzy by Tommy Rowe.
How's that go?
One of the very few...
Oh, I'm so dizzy.
One of the very few happy memories I have of my mother.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That bitch...
Well, and are you going to laugh? But this is serious. I swear to God, this is not the drunken ramblings. I would like to say, 14 years ago today, my old man, raise a glass to my father. Let's do a toast.
Is it
14 years ago today? That was the day he went to the happy hunting
Mike
ground.
Wins.
Wow. There you go.
You win.
To my dad.
I win what?
To your
is
dad.
That the drunken? Is that the drunken toast?
Yes, it is.
But it's a serious toast.
Sure.
And I wanted to do that before I got sloppy. Because if I did that at the end of the show, it would be like, yes!
I would be remiss if I didn't mention... 14 years ago today,
yes,
we were in Pasadena for the Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills.
This is a charming story.
God, I used to love it when we would go to the Super Bowl before every other DJ in the world went
there. It was 14 years ago, I think, on the previous weekend to today, because it was a Tuesday, actually.
We went to the Super Bowl before it became fashionable to go to the Super Bowl, and... My God, for me, it was like going to a porno convention.
Can you believe, though, that's 14 years ago, that it's been that long since
football,
that happened?
Football everywhere, and at the time, there's only like 5 radio stations that were broadcasting from the Super Bowl, so it was an incredible time for us.
Right.
And the night before the game, Mike called me in my room and said, come down to the lobby right now.
It was actually a Friday night. We had gotten done doing the broadcast.
And you said, you know, I got to talk to you right now.
I had said to my mom, listen, you know, it was a real...
dilemma as to whether I would travel and go out there because my dad was ill. And she said, if it really is serious, I'll give you a call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if you're on the West Coast, you come back. If it's a serious deal, we got done doing our Friday show, which was West Coast time.
Right.
And we were doing the morning show, right?
No, or where, was it our first afternoon show?
Our first afternoon show.
Right.
Oh, we've done plenty of afternoon shows for the Super Bowl.
The first time, but I mean, one of our first couple of years that we were doing.
Right.
So I said, you know, call me I went into my hotel room, and I saw the red light, and I knew immediately something was up. So then flash forward to dawn when I came down, and I think I was looking for you because I was really, I'm immediately going to leave, and I was hoping that I would see you, and I knew you might be hanging out in the lobby.
So I called Mike in the lobby, and he's like, I left 8,000 messages in your room. I remember this very distinctly. He said, you know, my God, it's the worst thing ever. My dad just passed away. And Mike and I...
Yeah, he was
close
on
to,
the door. I had to get back to the hospital.
This is it. Mm. I got to get out of here. You know, and we hugged and you know, did what we did and made Mike's arrangements to get out. And
this is a funny story. It's a funny evil story. It's so funny about the evil of people that consider themselves to be pious.
Throwing Frank under the bus.
But you know what? Frank is a good friend, but this was one of Frank's moments that was funny.
Frank was our producer back then. So I called Frank up after we got Mike together and got him ready to go to the airport and everything. And I called Frank and I said, hey, I got some serious news. This is awful. You know, Mike's dad is close to checking out. And we've got Mike worked out on a plane to get back to Connecticut. And we just have to make sure that everything is okay for Mike getting out of Los Angeles and getting up to be with his dad.
Right.
And Frank said to me, I swear to Christ, remember, he said, first thing he said, what about his tickets? And I said, what? And he said, is he going to use his tickets for the game?
That was his first question.
Sure. I said, no, he's going back to Connecticut because his dad is dying. And Frank said, before you take him to the airport, see if you can get his tickets because we can sell the tickets tomorrow. Now,
and that's the key. Oh, sell the tickets.
Now, God knows.
That was it.
I am as guilty as the next guy. Rob knows this. We've been to Las Vegas on an HBO thing.
I mean, really? And
never done that.
Never scalped.
Oh, Christ. I've not scalped tickets to a fight, but I've sold tickets like to an HBO party.
Sure. Right.
I worked.
What's wrong with that? You know what I remember
is
most?
Is that wrong for me to say that?
We've never done that. It's fine. We've never done that.
We're speaking in round terms.
Who cares?
Do you know what I was most proud
about?
Hold on.
Time out.
Yes. Go ahead. Here we go. This is the start of the show right now.
Really, who cares?
You know, in about an hour, we're all going to be trying to shout each other down.
What? We were in Las Vegas for some fight. And
Rob, do you have any knowledge of that being a problem if we were to talk about that retroactively? Do you think, and I'm going to ask you, hold on, because you might appreciate this. I'm going to ask you this question. Is there anything about these stories that might jeopardize a future trip?
No. Well, we've not been offered a trip in a long time.
Well, there you go.
Well, the people at HBO wouldn't care about this.
No.
We were out there for one of the many fights they sent us out to cover. And while we wanted to go to the fight, there was an HBO party before the show.
Right.
And I said to Rob, if we go to Caesar's Palace, I guarantee we will sell these goddamn tickets. I've got a feeling with these people. These people that are looking for tickets, I give out the vibe. If we walk through the casino,
right,
I'm going to sell these tickets. And
you don't need to give off a vibe, brother.
How much did I sell those tickets for?
Many hundreds of dollars.
Many hundreds of dollars.
There is an atmosphere, and I'm sure that's going on at the Super Bowl, too.
And what was so great was that I remember specifically I told the guys that were buying these tickets that my name was Danny Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, Rob, who was just petrified, was standing across the casino. And I walked over to Rob and I said, okay, you see those two brothers right over there in the Rangers jackets? They're going to buy our tickets. I said, we just got to wait for them to say, hey, Danny. And Rob was like, what? I said, they think my name is Danny Ocean.
Danny Ocean.
So it is possible to sell tickets for parties and Super Bowls,
oh, sure,
when you're down there.
Always.
But
there is always, I think, around all professional sports, there's the aura of, you know, they police this. But the fact is, you go to any heavyweight fight, any major fight, you go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and you go into the, you know, the lobby of where they're having the fight, be it Mandalay Bay, anywhere else, you're going to walk in there, and there are going to be thousands of guys that are standing around, and there's this little trade going on.
As it turns out, we gave the money right back. Of course, Rob.
We gave the money. You gave the money to charity, didn't you?
I gave it back to Caesar's Palace because I noticed Rob and I were standing there, like $500 in my hand. I said, "Here's $250 for you, $250 for me." You know what this means? I'm playing a $250 hand of blackjack. I went and lost it just like that. But here's the thing about Frank that was a pisser. So I tell him that Mike's dad is close to check it out.
Actually made it from L.A. all the way back to Hartford Hospital. Walked into the hospital at 8:45 a.m. And that was on a Saturday morning after I was very proud of that fact that I was able to make it across the country that quickly.
Right. And I remember saying to Frank, Mike's dad is passing away. We shouldn't think about selling his tickets now. And we got Mike to the airport and Mike got out of town. And this was after Mike was long gone, on his way back to Connecticut.
Right.
And it was the morning of the game. And Frank said to me, we were getting ready to go to the Rose Bowl, to go to the game. And he said, "Hey, do you happen to have Mike's tickets?" And I said...
So he brought it up again.
He said, "Do you have Mike's tickets?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And he said, "Well, don't you think we should sell them?" And I said...
I remember that... I'll tell you, I remember that it had made you... I think because all I was going through at the time... It had made you angrier than it made me.
Yeah, I got really mad at Frank. I remember standing, we were in front of the Century Hotel in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. And I remember screaming at him saying, "Frank, I will give you $1,000 if you'll let this go."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was so mad at him.
You had actually held on to the tickets almost as a symbolic type of thing of him being just inappropriate. And really,
and I said to Frank, I remember saying to Frank, "I'm going to, as jive as this sounds, goddamn, I am a little buzzed." I remember saying to Frank, "I'm going to hold on to these tickets and give them to Mike so that Mike can hold on to them to remember the weekend that his dad passed away. You bastard.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to sell these friggin' tickets." And then what was great about Frank was he caved right away.
Right.
Caved right away.
Right.
And said to me, like 2 seconds later, "Can I still go to the game with you?" And I said, "Sure, you can go to the game." And he said, "Will you promise me you won't tell Mike?" And I said, "Frank, I swear to God, I won't tell Mike. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back."
At that particular time, he didn't know that you already had.
I already had.
I think we had communicated from Connecticut.
Follow it up, I remember the day of the Super Bowl. I called you that morning.
And that was it. That was it. Right.
And I said, "You're not going to believe this bastard."
Yeah. Made me feel better.
He wanted to sell the tickets last night, and he wanted to sell them this morning. And I remember saying to Mike, "There will be 2 empty seats at the Super Bowl today in honor of your dad." Screw Frank.
That was something, and that is why every time this time of year I always think about that. And to give you an idea of how much merchandising has gone into the Super Bowl, my dad passed away 2 days after the Super Bowl, and this is the anniversary. So that gives you a little idea of of what goes on now and how much more hype there is and how much more time passes between the weekend before. That's what we do now. So it's but I'll get off that subject. I wouldn't have brought that subject up if I hadn't had a couple of pops. I absolutely would not.
All right.
And I actually went back, was there Sunday for the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
The question there, anybody that's gone through a similar thing, was the discussion was, "Hey, do I stay? Do I go? What's the, do we do a vigil?" And we said, "Hey, 3 days, 3 hours, 3 months, who knows?" Came back Monday, I believe it was Tuesday morning, 5:30 a.m. And that was it. So it was, it was a funny story, but at the same time, it was, I appreciated that.
And support. To be fair, I should say, we have mentioned all of this to Frank.
Yeah. Oh, and Frank and I are on very good terms, and there's never any bad blood. But, when somebody screws up on this show, we always reserve the right to throw them under the bus. Isn't that right? No matter who screws up,
tradition,
we throw them under the bus.
Right.
And that's the last series. What's that?
You stole the tickets?
I don't have the tickets.
And you got to know.
No, I threw them away.
I'm kidding. There was a part of me. This is how screwed up we are. There was a part of me that was so mad at Frank when he originally said that, standing in the lobby of the hotel.
It was your way. It was your way at that time. Still, I mean, we've been together a long time, but it was your way of telling me, that you felt for me at the time, and it was actually a very, the fact that he screwed up was able to, you and I to communicate that a little
incredibly
bit.
Incredibly insensitive on Frank's part, but still there was a part of me, and I should not have done this, to call you and say,
but I loved it.
"Hey, guess what? I know you're on your way to your dad's funeral, but Frank is such an a-hole."
I wasn't on the way to the dad's funeral. You had called me Sunday morning. Sunday in Connecticut.
I know, but your dad was close to...
He was close to death. Yes,
I mean, at that point, I don't mean to... to put the cart in front of the horse.
Right, yeah, right. But it was funny because
your dad
said,
was off to his final resting place.
But you know how we are. I mean, you're the same way. When and especially at that time, we were actually in a situation where even with everything that you're going through, you still were kind of driven guys, and we think about the show.
I gotta pee. I gotta pee.
You know what? You know what? Here's the difference between other shows and today. We are having a real. This is a conversation you would hear in a living room.
You're listening in.
I really.
This is weird.
I gotta take a bad leak.
Well, we should break.
I gotta take a wicked leak.
Wasn't I right about that? But it's just like you just want to just chat.
How you doing?
Doing
hello,
right.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys are truly radio gods.
Hey, no, man, can I ask you something? Have you ever been number one?
No, you're not. Oh, we're just drunk bastards.
Hey, I'm Colin.
Super Bowl weekend! Yes! This is it! After this weekend, it's done!
It's over.
Jacob, can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't care, man.
You do this on a lot of radio shows.
Super Bowl!
Are we the only radio show?
You're the only radio show.
But you
show
have
radio
tastings and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. That blows my whole question, because I was going to say this has to be the
Jacob,
most fun.
Do you know that Peyton Manning called me after my wife passed away?
No.
How great is that?
That's fantastic.
I am not kidding you.
Does that motivate you to... I mean, if that doesn't motivate you...
There's a break.
Do we have to break?
Yeah. We should probably break.
We should break and he should pee.
Rob, I appreciate you, you know, not participating, because I know you like the taste as much as anybody else.
You see, Jacob... And I will end this discussion about...
This is going to be our segment where we talk about heavy subjects.
End the discussion about people who we love who have passed away.
Right.
My wife passed away, and Peyton Manning's brother listens to our show in Louisiana.
Great guy.
And he had Peyton Manning call me up at home.
Very nice.
And tell me, you know, how much our show meant to his brother.
Isn't that nice?
So how could I not root for that big goober, huh?
Oh, that's it.
Wow. How could I not root for that goober?
And we still, you know, poke a little fun at old Peyton Manning, but now I want him to kick ass and win that game.
Here's a question for the ages.
Even though his brother Eli is effing up the Giants.
Here's a question for the ages.
Yes.
Who do I love more, Brett Favre or Peyton Manning?
I know that answer. I know that answer without even thinking
about it. For the ages? Sure.
For the ages, Mike.
Easily.
Favre. I bet you're wrong.
I bet I'm absolutely. I don't have. There's no doubt. That's
what
not
is your answer?
It's Brett Favre.
Sure.
You're wrong.
No.
It's Peyton. We're not wrong.
You're saying I'm wrong because you want to say I'm wrong, but he knows I'm right.
Do you want to
I love Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, it's a weird thing. We got to get Brett Favre.
I love Brett Favre.
Do you want to pee or not?
I gotta pee so bad.
Great.
I gotta pee so
bad. You know, I know it's a good show when he's starting to make me laugh.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Me and Randy both got something exciting in the mail.
I got my Rainbow Sugar Bits nightlight.
Oh, yeah.
Catalina's going to like this. She loves rainbows, and it smells like fake fruit cereal. And chicken. All right, just my hand.
I love that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
They're ready to believe you.
What you hope is Saturday night, and I put my head on my pillow and see I've done everything I could to get ready for the game. Now let's go out there and play it.
I paid.
The sun likes them. Don and Mike.
Thank you, good walker. They're going to lose. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, absent show. Super Bowl Friday. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Wait, on.
How are
Hi
you,
there.
Baby?
Hey, honey.
I am so excited about the Super Bowl. You have no idea.
No, you sound excited.
How excited?
I can calm down, Buzz.
Let's have sex.
Yeah, you can
let's make sex.
I've actually had several dreams about both of you guys, and I just had one the other day.
Yeah, baby.
And we wound up kicking Mike out of the place, and he rode his motorcycle away, and I do ride a bike.
Excuse me, you had a sex dream
about us? About us, and what a surprise.
Did I ride my motorcycle away because you didn't have all of your original teeth?
She was left with me, Mike. She was left with me.
Hey, Mike, back off a little bit.
Yeah, back off, my lady. She was with me, Mike, not with you.
But the bitch is saying, I guess she kicked me out of the room.
No, I like you a lot.
I had a dream last night.
You had a dream?
I need a fill-up, please.
Hey,
I had a dream last night.
That's actually the reason that I was calling.
Is it getting tastier?
It is. I had a dream last night. Freud, tell me what this means.
Tell me your dream, Anna.
This is true.
Yeah.
The dream is this. Now, I know that I'm totally gay for, like, dreaming about the Super Bowl or whatever, but...
You didn't have a football dream, did you?
I did.
Wow.
Here was my dream last night. Swear to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that sound a pouring? Oh. Let's hear that.
Let's listen.
That would be my second as I attempt to catch up to Mike.
That's Mike.
That's a good sound. I had a dream last night. That.
So you had a dream last night again.
I had a dream last night that LaDainian Tomlinson got hurt, and I was on the. I swear to God, don't give me crap about this.
Okay.
That I was upset about it and trying to figure out what we were going to do because they were taking LaDainian Tomlinson away from us.
So you had a dream about a player that is not even in the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Rob.
Dry.
What?
What significance, dear? We can't say that.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night.
It was one of those things I don't even remember. I woke up this morning, and the only thing I remembered was, oh, number 21 is hurt, and what are we going to do about it?
What will we do? Jesus,
was that you? Hey, are you still there, honey?
Yes.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I was told Burke Shields and...
Burke Shields? Who's she?
Can I put you on hold for a moment?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Who is Burke Shields?
Mike, hold on. Rob has an interview for us.
What? Who are we interviewing?
We are interviewing Jamie Miller from beerfordogs.com.
It says, parentheses, female.
That's crazy.
What right. line, Robbie?
Hey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, lady.
Jamie, is this Jamie Miller?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi, it's the Don and Mike Show. Welcome.
Hi, you were booked on our show. This is where we make pudding out of us.
Okay.
This is where we get someone on the show who's really borderline interesting, and we're supposed to make you real funny.
Oh, well, I think I'm funny on my own.
Do the dogs get drunk?
No, it's non-alcoholic.
Oh. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Your website is beerfordogs.com?
Yes, it is.
Why did you make the J-O sound?
Well, I mean, if it's beer for dogs, it ought to have the same effect as beer. I mean, how does that work? Why?
Well, because beer is a great thing for dogs. They love it. They knock it over. They lick it up from
the
floor.
Wait. So you're saying non-alcoholic beer?
Yeah.
Like,
have you ever given your dog real beer?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that fun? Doesn't that
if
help
you're
the party?
You're not supposed to. No, you're not supposed to.
Is that illegal?
Well, you're not supposed
no,
to.
No, I don't think so.
You're not supposed to give your dog chocolate either, but last night I gave my dog an entire Toblerone.
Oh, that's bad. That could hurt your dog. Have you ever given your dog booze?
Yeah.
I was asking my radio partner, Don Geronimo. Man.
The answer, Mike, is... Yes! I have given my dogs booze. I have given my cat booze.
But now you've made like a real beer for dogs, right?
Yes, I have. It's non-alcoholic, no hops, and no carbonation.
What does this have to do with Super Bowl weekend, darling? Anything?
Well, everybody drinks beer for Super Bowl, so now you can share a beer with your best friend.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah?
You know what we're drinking right now?
I heard something about green fairies.
Yes, absinthe. Yes, absinthe.
Yeah, baby. Who you like?
What's a little neurotoxin between friends?
Who you like in the big game, huh?
Now, Jacob, what do you say to that? That she's saying a neurotoxin.
There's no neurotoxins in that.
Aha. Who you like in the big?
Wormwood or anything?
There is wormwood.
Oh,
wormwood
sure.
is not a neurotoxin.
Who you like in the big game there, beerdogs.com?
Chicago.
You're wrong.
It's beer4dogs.com. Have you made an incredible amount of money on this?
Wrong.
Not yet. We're working on it.
You're wrong. The Colts are going to beat them by at least 14.
Well, I come from Niner country, so I don't really care either way. I'm just going to watch the commercial.
Is it Sacramento by any chance?
I'm in Napa Valley.
Oh, Napa Valley. Could you send us some wine?
We don't need wine.
Well,
we need wine.
I
love wine.
But we have absinthe. Why do we need wine?
Wine.
Why can't you just put some alcohol in the beer for dogs? Just
they can't metabolize it the way we can.
Wouldn't yes, my dog can't. Beluga can't.
They have no liver.
They don't have a liver?
What?
They do have a liver, but they can't.
I looked at Jacob seriously when he said that.
Do dogs have livers?
Do dogs have livers?
Yes, they do.
I love liver.
I hate liver. Do you know if someone makes me liver, I want to take the skillet and beat her about the head with it?
Do you know what I had at a restaurant in Florida one
time? Just like this.
Chicken livers.
Don't give me liver, you bitch.
I had chicken livers. I had chicken livers down in Florida.
Disgusting.
They were no, they were great.
Very popular.
Absolutely. Haven't you ever had, like, a pâté de foie gras?
Yes, I've had it. I think it's gross.
You don't enjoy pâté de foie gras?
No.
Jamie Miller, you have a boy's name.
Yes, I do.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
You know what? I don't look like anyone. I'm kind of hot, though.
Kind of hot? Now, see, that's good. You we'll can say that if you add that little thing.
Right.
And your website is beerfordogs.com. Do you have a dog?
You have kind of a
yes.
Phyllis George laugh, though, that was kind of...
And yet alluring.
Do you have a close?
Buzz is turned on, though. Buzz is turned on. Buddy.
Say hi to our friend Buzz.
Buzz, would you like to take some of this interview?
Hi, Jamie.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Buzz. Don't you think people want their dogs to have alcohol?
No, it's dangerous for them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, Jamie...
It seems entertaining.
Jamie?
Yes.
Hi, it's Don. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
He wants you... The guy that was just talking?
Yeah.
He really wants you.
He is the sexiest one on the show, too.
Oh, okay.
Do you want him?
No, I think my husband would object.
Oh, of course you're married.
He's a swinger.
Hence the term buzzkill. Is this like a little mommy sidelight? Is this another Mrs. Fields?
Well, I did quit my day job to
yeah.
do this.
Oh, well, you quit your day job, so it's not a yeah. Mrs. Fields. Was she like a worker, B? Or was she a mommy?
She was hot.
I don't know, but I'm not a mommy. My child is my dog. So.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. See, there I am stereotyping again.
Her husband, Marshall.
Hi, Joe.
Marshall. Said, honey, Marshall you Field. Go to work, and then you get our daughter, Sally, and you tell her to take the S off the end of our name.
So how is your husband, Dennis, doing, Jamie?
Sally Field, everybody.
Dennis?
How is Dennis Miller doing?
I get it. Okay.
Dennis Miller?
Comedian. Has he gotten less funny since he started that whole right-wing crap?
I saw him in Las Vegas. He was not funny.
Not funny. And you saw him like stand-up.
Not funny. Not funny.
Beerfordogs.com.
Thank you.
So how much is the beer? Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Do you know that Brett Favre's coming back?
That what is coming back?
Have you heard?
Brett Favre is coming back. Isn't
Let's
that
quiz her. Who is
great?
Jamie, who is Brett Favre?
He was a Green Bay Packer.
He still is, honey.
Oh, sorry.
He still is,
honey.
Number four in your program, number one in your heart.
He still is, honey.
Going for 17th season.
Okay, great.
How much does beer for dogs cost? Do you sell it in six packs?
Yeah, by the six pack, just like real beer. It's
like, is it 12 ounces a bottle?
Yep.
Why do dogs eat cat poop?
Sometimes they're missing some minerals in their diet, and they can find it that way.
Wow. And if a human being drinks one of your beer for dogs, what'll happen?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. No alcohol.
What kind of a dog do you think Peyton Manning looks like? I think he looks
like Weimaraner?
I think he looks like a beagle.
She said a Weimaraner. Are those gray dogs that are used in the artwork?
Tiny greyhounds, I think.
Yes.
Does a dog have to be 3 years old to have this beer?
Because you can't resist, can you?
21.
Even though I can't even hear you back there.
I already know what he was doing. He was doing the dog joke humor. He was saying, does a dog have to be 3 years
old? He can't resist.
There's three times.
He's supposed to be serious. He's supposed to be policing us, but he can't.
The important
his comedy gene was given to him. It is so throbbing.
Because he knows.
It is so strong, he cannot be serious.
A dog year is 7 years.
Right.
So three times seven is 21.
Rob is incapable. Capable of like being serious.
Can't do it.
So
you pour it in a dish?
I am bored.
Just pour it in the dish. You got to serve it cold.
I am bored with you.
Okay.
I am bored with you, but do not be offended.
Please don't.
Beer for dogs.
I'm sorry, I can't get a word in edgewise. You guys are enjoying your absence.
Beerfordogs.com. I bet you didn't want to get a word in edgewise.
You're a lousy guest.
Okay, well,
you're a lousy guest, but you sound like a very nice woman.
Very nice. Not a chance you could give us just a slight idea of who you look like? Or some vital statistics, vital stats?
Vital stats?
Man, I got like a twitch.
Hmm.
I got a twitch like on my my upper eyebrow.
Well, that's
on my upper eyebrow.
Upper eyebrow.
Okay. The lower one?
Both my lower eyebrow. My right eyebrow is twitching like a son of a bitch, like I got the palsy.
Jamie, you think, Buzz, you think Jamie sounds sexy, don't you?
I do, indeed.
I do, too, a little bit.
Honey, I'm very happy for your little website. That's wonderful.
You. Beerfordogs.com?
That's just wonderful. Mm-hmm.
I hope you make you millions of dollars on it and do very well.
I hope so, too.
Is there any chance at all you could introduce just a little alcohol into the dog's beer to mellow him out?
No, not at all. Sorry.
My dog chews on a bully stick all day, which is really a bull's penis.
Is your photo on the website?
Yes, my photo is on the website. You have to search to find it.
Oh, man, you have to search?
I'm on it.
Mm. Are you on the website?
No, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'm somewhere in the back.
How come I am the only one drinking now? Mike?
Excuse me, mister. You just started. You're one that I'm half through?
Here's the dogs.
Here's the dogs.
Here's the dogs.
There you go. There's the dog.
Finish my
show. It's the best show we've ever done. Thank you for being on the show, lady.
Thank you.
Bye, lady. Too bad we couldn't do Larry to Larry for you.
I like talking to these boring people normally, though. She was all right. Dog Star Brewing.
Too bad we couldn't do Jew to Jew.
Yes.
So my dog likes beer.
Good for you.
Why are you creaming your hands?
I've been putting Purell on my hands and all day. I don't know why I'm doing that.
Donna, really show.
There's
Jamie.
She's handsome.
She really is pretty.
She is a nice little lady.
Was that her on the web?
Yeah. Yeah, and she's pouring a beer in a dog's mouth.
She's on the left.
We would have been nicer.
She's cute.
Jacob got a big laugh out of that one, Rob. The dog was on the right.
Hello, you're on the air. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, there.
How are you?
Oh, hey. He resurfaces.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Welcome.
Look at this after all these years.
Hey there.
This is the original, too.
God damn, out of all the people we hate to call the show, this is one guy that we love that calls the show.
Well, wait, did we ban him at any time?
No.
Or did he just vanish?
No.
Then why is he only calling back when
we're do you like the Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
Hey then.
Hey then. NFL, how are you? Have you missed being on the show?
Uh-huh. Hey then.
I can't. Can you determine what his answer is from that?
Yes, he did miss.
He has missed being on the show.
Who do you pick, Peyton Manning or Rex Grossman?
Hey then.
Peyton Manning.
Will you call back when we're sober?
Hey,
Dad. He will.
No. Hey, good. That's good.
All right. Bye. How you doing, guy?
Hey, Dad.
Take care.
There he is. It's the little things that make us happy, isn't it?
Isn't it strange what amuses us?
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Buzz.
Retards.
Yes. I went to brush my teeth with your love.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hello.
Granted.
Shut up.
Permission granted. That sounded more gay.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yes. What is it? Quick.
What's happening?
I just wanted to tell you guys about this one time I met a hippie guy at a party, and he gave me this wormwood extract.
Yeah.
And,
now, hold on. Now, wait. I'm going to stop you right there, because, Jacob, I want you to jump in, because you're shaking your head, and...
Man, do not touch wormwood extract.
I just had another sip, and that stuff is really good.
My tongue is numb.
I am only... Hold on!
You're going to get your chance to talk, mister.
Hold on.
Be cool.
I'm only through this much. He's through that much. He's through almost twice as much as me.
I am perfectly capable of sitting here and having a wonderful discussion with all of our listeners.
How can that be?
It's Mike, I am a veteran liver.
I'm being serious with you now.
I know you are.
Look at how much I have had.
I understand.
You have had double that. More than double that.
Cheers.
How can you do that?
Slauncha.
What? How?
Slauncha.
Can you do that? And Buzz, what are you doing?
I'm holding my glass upside down because I've finished number two.
Ah, that means he needs another one.
God damn, you guys are making me feel like a pussy.
Jacob?
Yeah.
Wormwood extract. Tell us about it. What is it? And then we'll let you talk, sir, I promise.
Mm. It's extract of wormwood, which gives you the thuyone effect. But absinthe is made by distilling wormwood, not by taking the extract out of
it. So what is the extract?
I wish the game was not at 6:30.
I'm going to ask
the game
this
is
caller.
Too late at 6:30.
I know, I agree. Caller, what did the wormwood extract do to you?
He is gone.
He hung up.
Sure. He's gone.
Well, I think you can see what it did to him.
I wish the game started at 5.
Why?
Because it ends too late.
Too late. It's going to end at like 11.
It ends at 10:30. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What about?
Hello, you're on the air. Oh, a
hello.
Lady. It's a lady. Hi, lady. Hi there, lady.
A pretty lady.
It's a lady. I like ladies.
So, since you guys are under the influence, I was hoping we could play Make Me Laugh.
No.
No.
No. No.
Oh, come on.
Goodbye, C word. You're a smelly C word.
You notice the drunker we get, more women that call?
I like that.
Yeah. After break, Robbie?
It's all right.
Break now.
Really?
Buddy. Can we take one more call?
One more.
Just one more.
One more call.
Take a line, buddy.
I think let's go to number three.
Number three? There you go.
Let's see what we have behind number three.
Hello, next Don buddy. And Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, Don, where are you at on your Opus?
Opus X cigar?
How
far,
right.
How far down that?
I lit up a Baccarat at the same time you did, and I'm about a fourth of the way through it.
You know what? I've not devoted enough time to that beautiful cigar.
Oh, I love them.
Can't do it when you're chatting, right?
That's I will light up during the break. God damn, I love a Fuente.
I know you do.
Opus X, that is my cigar of choice.
You are a true cigar aficionado.
They are a sweet cigar, that's for sure.
Mm, they are the best. I like anything from the Fuente family. I don't want to be a cigar snob. I'd say Opus X.
You like a good Padron anniversary series, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I like a good Cupid.
I enjoy anything that is a fun
I thing. Like BJs. What do you think about that? Not Tiger Woods' wife? I like BJs. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, you guys are drunk.
What?
Hey, is this Gladys?
Guys are drunk.
Is this Gladys?
No S, Sherlock.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
No.
Oh?
No, it's not, Mike.
Rob, I'm sorry, I can't tell.
I think it is.
Help us out.
I think it is.
Rob, help me here. Talk to her.
Mike, I'm looking at the screen on the air. Hold on.
It is, because she's interrupting. It is
her. The alias code is 620. Where is that?
Where's area code 620?
Is that Wichita Buzz?
No, I don't believe it is.
Don't we have people that take calls that should know that?
Hello?
Hello? This is not a girl.
This is who?
Is this Andy Milonakis?
No.
The Super Bowl is gay.
You guys are very drunk.
Now, hold on a sec. What's wrong with you?
Yes, we're very drunk. We're doing a Raps of Super Bowl show.
Oh, I missed that.
You didn't know that, huh?
I missed that.
Yeah, it is Kansas.
This is that. It's Kansas. This is Gladys.
It is.
Gladys, you're an ass.
You've ruined it for everybody.
You have to ruin
hold
everything.
On. Everybody. Is this Gladys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, Gladys. Hey, Gladys.
God, I feel like I just sobered up.
Gladys, yeah.
I like rape. 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 I like rape.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me. Oh, that's not good.
You need to hang up on her before she issues a Super Bowl prediction.
I like rape. I like rape. I like rape.
What's your Super Bowl prediction?
No, don't. She'll jinx everything.
She will.
She will. Hang up on her.
No, don't let her predict.
Please.
Who do
you like?
No.
Who do you like, Gladys?
Who do I what?
No, she repeated a question with a question.
I'm sorry.
I like rape.
Violation. Got her on.
Who do you like?
No, don't.
Everybody cuts this woman a bad deal.
Oh, here we go.
I love you.
This woman is a loyal listener of our show.
She's a bitch.
And you guys, you know, she is a dumb housefrau with panty itch from Wichita, and she loves this show every day.
She hates me and pretends she loves me.
She's the reason Kerry lost.
She used me.
Lost what?
The election. Remember that?
John Kerry. I'll never forgive her for that.
Gladys, I love you.
Get over it.
Gladys, you wanted Bush to win.
You are a loyal listener. I love you for that.
Mm. Well, you'll have your chance the next 4 years, I'm quite sure, so.
I just gave
her. See, she did. That's her. Now, can you join us?
I just
gave her a lovely compliment. She can't handle it. You know why? She doesn't want that.
Gladys, are you aware that I just gave you a real compliment?
She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't.
Gladys.
Gladys, are you listening?
Doesn't appreciate it.
She just hung up.
Good.
What do you think? What do you think now?
We're better off.
How about your little profession of love for her? Thought it'd be a little love fest, didn't you?
I still love her.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
That's the absolute.
No, I don't. I know we do. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey,
my name is Amy, and I'm just calling because you have the wonderful Jacob on the phone today.
Well, I agree with you, Amy. It is a wonderful, wonderful first meeting having him on the show.
I'm sorry.
What can we do for you, Amy?
I was just calling because I just wanted to promote Jacob a little bit there.
Excuse me.
Promote.
Excuse me. Excuse me. We're promoting Jacob. We mentioned greenfairy.org.
Who are
you?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Who are you?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Got a break.
We'll be right back.
And Jacob's here with his wife.
This,
what?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. I don't know what I have loaded here.
Oh, I do.
Wait a minute.
You.
No, you don't know.
You. Why is my microphone so loud?
No, no. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Hello?
There you go.
That's better.
That's better. Now I can't hear. Wait a minute. Hold on. God damn it.
I can't hear. It seems to be either very loud or very soft.
Clay Aiken.
If I remember correctly, they actually told us that they were looking for people who were feisty and had a personality, and they said, you know, if the judges say something mean to you, we want you to fight back. You know, we want you to argue your way in. So I think they try to prepare you to be a little feisty so that they get that television moment.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Kiss my fat ass!
Groundhog Day! Somewhere.
Just drink the juice they give you.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're halfway through the absinthe show.
I think we're further along than that, aren't we?
I love radio.
Yeah, I know you do.
Here's the bulletin.
Yes.
I love the fact that we are in a room.
Right.
Doing a show.
Right.
That's going out, and we're a satellite to people all across the country.
It's ridiculous. Not only right here in the wonderful Washington, D.C. area and in Baltimore.
When I started playing
all over
records.
The country. Isn't that great?
You know, when I started playing records back in 1973,
right.
I never thought that we'd ever be on a show. I'd be able to get drunk, and we'd be able to take calls from people around the country.
Wonderful, isn't it?
God, this is friggin' great.
Is this not the most fun? And you've never had this much fun.
And
if we ever go to Cirrus,
and we won't now, but if we ever go, I'd love to say the F word. God, I'd love to say the F word, just for shock value.
Uh-huh.
That's all. Or even as a verb, or as a noun.
Any form, really.
You know, F and A.
That would be lovely.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm tired. really, really
We have 2 hours left
for
the show.
I know, but I could nap. I could really take a nap.
We're here with Jacob, and we should mention that we are drinking absinthe today for our Super Bowl show.
Hi.
From greenfairy.org.
What's wrong, Mike? Why are you rubbing your eyes?
I'm just tired. Nap time for Mike.
Come on. Drink up. Drink up.
I need more ice. Oh, there it is right in front of me.
You were on your third pint.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You've had about five shots.
I've had about, what is that?
Five shots.
You're looking at me like I'm some kind of pervert. We're judging you.
About eight shots of vodka equivalent.
Yeah, but that's over 90 minutes.
You are my hero.
Rob, F you, Rob. Rob goes,
but that's over 90 minutes. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
No, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Come on.
Who cares?
God damn it, I care.
Biggest letdown in American sports.
No, it's not. It's going to be a great game on Sunday night.
I'm wearing this jersey you gave me, though. It's nice. Because this is, I would never wear this. I might even wear this out and about. I think it's that nice.
You should.
It's nice.
It's kind of neat. It's a neat souvenir. It really is.
I will be honest. A friend of mine.
You will be what?
Honest.
Honest. How many syllables is that?
A friend of mine.
Honest. Yes.
Who works for the Baltimore Ravens. Sent me a box of stuff.
Uh-huh. Watch it.
From the Super Bowl.
Right.
Including the shirt for Mike.
Right.
And I'm glad you like the shirt. It's a nice Super Bowl jersey.
It's a nice souvenir. This is something you could really hang out in the house and in your PJs and wear this. I think so. Do you like this, Jacob?
I like it. What's the number 41 for?
It's Super Bowl 41.
Super Bowl 41.
You faggot. I'll tell you something, Jacob.
That's an ugly word, Don.
What, faggot or Jacob? If I wanted to, I could be at the friggin' game this weekend. That's true. I got a guy who said to me today, really, he said to me, he called me up and he said,
I went down to
see Joe. Why don't you buy a plane ticket and come down? I'm in the legend suite.
Was that Dennis Murphy?
Oh. Hey. Some of these are 9-year-old animals.
Can I tell you something? Don't mention the name Dennis Murphy. What I am talking about, a man who is a patriarch of the NFL.
Patriarch. Are you gonna? Is it okay for you to reveal his name?
The family's name is Modell. Have you heard the name before?
Yes.
He owned the Cleveland Browns. He owned the Baltimore Ravens. Send me free shirts.
That's very nice of him.
This is real.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know this. What you're hearing is real.
I know it too, Rob.
I know.
I gave one of the shirts to my buddy Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's my best buddy.
And I love it. I think it's fantastic. I love the shirt.
And I could go to the game. I'm too freaking cheap to buy an airplane ticket.
Well, and also your arrangements are kind of open-ended, and you weren't sure where you were going to be and
right.
how you were going to get back and all that good stuff.
I want to watch the game with my girlfriend.
Of course.
I mean, the game should be at, 5 o'clock, 6:30.
We all agree on that, I think. We should take some phone calls, and you know that already.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, hey everybody.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I would love to challenge you to a little stump the stoop. Are you up for it?
Could you do that in this condition?
I'll kick your ass.
All right, he has accepted the challenge.
He won.
Let's name
this tune in 2 seconds. Go!
I'm so jealous because...
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong button.
Not a tune.
Here we go. Go! That is Treat Her Like a Lady by Cornelius Brothers and Soul Sister Rose. I kicked your ass at the game. Oh, my friend.
Let's do another one.
All right, you got it.
I'll play Stump the Stoop with you.
Oh, my friend. I want to tell you. All right, hold on a second. We'll just go to
my God, sir, are you on the end of a highway? Or the side of a highway?
We'll go to
or the end of the front of the highway.
Ready, Mike?
The end. Carefree Highway.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now,
do I get to go first?
Name it and claim it. You and I.
I can name that in three. I can name that in 4 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
I can name that in 1 second.
Go.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Excuse me.
That was correct. I'm sorry. Here we go.
I saw the
That would be The Rain, The Park, and Other Things by the Cowboys.
How about a non-1800s song? You like this one?
I'm only going with whatever Rob put in the machine.
All right. How about another one? Let's do it again.
All right. Hold.
This is fun. Fun is the best thing to have in the world.
How many seconds, Mike?
5.
4.
3.
2.
You always get 2. I want 2. Can I name it? Try to name it in 2?
Go. Oh, hold on.
Oh, my darling. Yeah. Same song again. Cornelius Brothers.
Sister. 2 seconds. Here we go, Mike.
2 seconds. Mr. Jones.
By who?
Mr. Jones. Yeah.
You suck. It's by the Counting Crows.
Oh, I thought it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm an idiot.
Here's one for me. Hold on a second. Oh, Dreams by the Cranberries.
What by the Cranberries?
Dreams by the Cranberries.
All right, we're not doing this game anymore.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Love their sauce.
Hello.
Don, Mike,
howdy.
Buzz.
Hey. Hi.
Hey, just a quick fact about Rex Grossman.
What about him?
His dad's a plastic surgeon. That's why he looks all stuck up.
So he is a child of privilege.
Your call sucks.
Groundhog Day!
You're a bad caller. Hello, Don of my show.
Don Mike.
Next.
You're known as when it gets real quiet after you say something, we're all kind of trying to figure out what
you're
to say.
You're a bad caller.
I thought that was a good caller.
Hello.
That was backing up the fact that he was a child of privilege.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on the air.
It's Jeremy Brammer and calling to talk to Buzz.
Say three times, Buzz, the actor that plays the agent on Entourage. Oh. Jeremy Piven.
Mike, we have
Jeremy Piven.
We do have
Jeremy Piven.
We do have tongue twisters.
Okay.
Here you go.
I'd like to put real money on this.
How much?
You will kill me at this.
I would love to put real money on this. And I've had more absinthe than anybody in the room.
But you're the expert.
I'm not the expert on absinthe.
No, but you're the expert on pronouncing words.
Six, sick, slick, slim, sycamore sapling.
Perfect. Six, sick, slick, slim, sycamore sapling. Six, sick, slip, slim.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers. Did Peter Piper?
Perfect.
Did Peter Piper pick a peck of pickle peppers? If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers, what's the peck of pickle peppers? Peter Piper pickled. Red Lorry.
Hold on, you don't
Lorry.
Get, excuse me.
Hey,
are you going to read them all? Are
yes,
you? Excuse
is.
Me, microphone hog.
Unique, you North.
Six thick
unique
thistle sticks.
New
six
York.
Six thick thistle sticks.
Is this your sister's
thick zither?
Zither, sir.
A big black bug bit a big black bear, made the big black bear bleed blood.
The sixth sick sheik's six. Sheep's sick.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
What?
Toy boat.
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells are surely seashells. So if she sells seashells on the seashore, I'm sure she sells seashells.
I'm sure. A tutor who tutored a flute tried to tutor two tutors to toot. So the tutor, their tutor, it's harder to tutor two tutors to toot. I
God
thought I
damn
had.
Damn, you're
can
good.
I, wait, yeah. Can I do? Can I try that one more time,
sure.
please?
Free throws.
Can I try that one more time?
Inchworms itching.
You're gonna have to get my concern.
Hello. Hello. Can I try?
Friendly Frank.
A tutor who tutored
flying,
tried to tutor two tutors to toot. So the tutor, their tutor, it's harder to toot. Or to tutor, to tutor, to toot.
Woo!
Thank you.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
We are the best shuffling crew. Shuffling on.
Oh, can you play that? Can you play that? Do we have that?
Where is that?
I'd love
we're
to hear
so
that.
We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would.
I ever tell you when what Jim McMahon told me to F off?
I've never heard that.
I love that story.
I'm kidding. I know that.
What a shame such a stately...
What?
What a...
What?
What?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What a shame
hey.
Such a shapely sash. Should such a shabby...
What?
These are all quotes taken from what Mike has said on the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, this is Mantel. I just want to make sure you guys have designated drivers.
No problem at all. Yeah. Here we go. Everybody, time to party.
Here we go.
I still like the beat. The beat.
I'm the perky QB known as McMahon.
Punky. Punky.
What did I say?
You said perky. Like his perky pert nipples.
This show's a mess today.
I hear a problem with it. Shoes and shining shoes and socks and socks and shoes signed Susan's. What was that sound?
That was me laughing.
Oh, my God. I thought that was a toot.
I could not be this drunk when I'm watching the game on Sunday.
Really? No?
Focus.
Why?
No way. This is like if I get home
what happened
on a Saturday night
uh-huh.
and I have a couple of drinks. I want to play Xbox Live.
Right.
This is when I have to punch in too drunk to play.
Right.
No way.
We're fine. There are only 2 hours left on the show.
There's no way I could enjoy the Super Bowl being like
this. Marathon of a
spot. God damn.
Try this one. Say this one. Thieves seize skis.
Huh?
Thieves seize skis. Last page.
What page?
Last page.
Hold on.
Thieves seize skis.
The final page.
Michael?
I'm ready. Thieves seize skis.
That's
bourbon.
Good.
Bourbon.
Eat me. Shops.
Sarah saw a Shot Silk sash shop full of Shot Silk sashes. As the sunshine shone on the side of the hot...
Ow! Damn it. Sarah saw a Shot Silk sash shop...
This is going to be immortalized, you know.
Shot Silk sashes as the sunshine shone on the side of the Shot Silk sash shop. Go Colts! I love you, Peyton Manning! I swear to God, I love you! You're the greatest! You called me up on the phone! I love you, you bastard! I do!
Go Peyton. Sarah saw a Shot Silk sash shop.
Well, I love you, Peyton.
That would be appropriate.
I love you, Peyton.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, buddy?
I can't handle my liquor like Mike. God, it is one of the biggest downfalls of my life.
What?
I cannot handle my liquor like Mike.
Who can?
Well, no one.
Yeah, but you've never been obnoxious.
Don't be hard on me.
I mean, you've been like rowdy like this. You've never been mean, though.
No. I love you. I love you, man.
Love you right back. Sarah saw a Shot Silk sash shop full of Shot Silk sashes as the sunshine shone on the side of the Shot Silk sash shop.
That's good. Hey, did I tell you dudes that Brett Favre is coming back?
You did, and you're excited about it.
You know, Janet and I are having a party this weekend.
Right, there's the two of you.
God, I thought
you
were gonna... Damn, it's going to be a good party. It could be a Super Bowl party.
Mm-hmm. Susan shineth shoes and socks. Socks and shoes shine Susan. She sees shining shoes and socks for shoes and socks shock Susan.
There he is again. Mike O'Meara, you're in the background.
Let me
showing off.
See you third room.
Showing off.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Did Peter Piper pick a peck of pickled peppers?
Hi there.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Mr. High School Graduation. Hello.
Mr. High School Graduation. For the love of God, give me more credit, man.
Years on the board.
Thank you.
We have to break?
We should break.
Okay. We'll come right back.
Will we?
That was too quick.
I feel it. Do you feel it?
Not really.
Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm fine.
How about you, Buzz?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe Buzz should do some tongue twisting.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
You know Peter Piper.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Go give him that page, boy.
I thought that was perfect.
Yeah, give him that.
Rob is coming in with a page for you, Buzz.
This is going to be because really.
Sally sells.
Spotlight on.
By the seashore.
Toy boat.
But number 39 is Tiffany.
For 39.
But number 7 is Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day!
But number 8 is I Like Rape. I Like Rape. But number 24 is Kiss My Fat Ass.
Kiss My Fat Ass!
Jacob's wife, you are hot Nordic. You really are a hot Nordic.
Pretty.
Now, would
she be a Nordic, Jacob?
Slavic.
Same difference.
These days, better.
Buzz, go.
All right. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. So if she sells, she shells.
Now the whole idea is to do it a little quicker.
Seashore, seashells.
Faster, Buzz.
Buzz, go to page number 2. Let's have a competition.
I thought that was pretty fast.
Let's go to right under the a tutor. All right.
Tutor.
Let me go first.
I don't see that one.
I think that's on Buzz's first page.
Your first page, Buzz. It's your first page.
Oh, I see it. Yes.
A tutor who tutored a flute. Tried to tutor two tutors to toot.
Tried to tutor two tutors to flute.
Said the tutor their tutor, it's harder to toot or two tutors two tutors to toot.
Said the tutor their tutor, is it harder to toot or is it harder to toot two tutors to toot?
The Super Bowl is this weekend.
The Super Bowl is...
I hear that.
All right, name it right now.
There was a point.
Oh, I'm sorry. What a girl wants. Oh, that's What a Girl Wants by Christina Aguilera.
You won. You still do that.
She sang
that. Your abilities to identify music have not been impaired.
Mike, here's one for you.
How many seconds do I get?
You ass.
You a-hole.
Think of Laura.
A-hole.
Like Christopher Cross.
God, that's horrible. That's horrible. God, he is drunk.
Here's one more for you that maybe you'll get as long as you're on the topic of your ex-wives.
What is this?
Devil Woman. A long version, everybody.
Thank you very much, baby. I tell you, I'm here to say I'll play alimony till the day I die. I've had nothing but
bad luck. Take you to
CSG. goddamn you are tight on that.
What?
When we come back, yes. We have less than 2 hours to fill.
Very true.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humor stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
That's a joke, right?
Maybe.
I get it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
Maybe we could get together and swap humorous stories.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I like rape. Me too.
It's a one-way trip to
no, you don't.
City.
No.
The Don and Mike Show.
No,
sure I do.
Bad. No, you don't.
Very bad.
Sure I do. It's very bad. Hello. You don't like it at all.
Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, Radio God.
Hi there. We should mention this. Hold on 1 second, friend.
Yes. Oh, disclaimer. Sure.
It is our Super Bowl Friday show, and for the last 2 hours and 23 minutes, we've been drinking absinthe.
Pounding it. What is that? A cartoon character.
No. This is the first time that I've really participated in one of these shows.
And participating you are.
Yes, he is.
I love you guys.
Love you guys. Cheers. Don?
Here's to you, Mike.
Here's to you.
Buzz, here's to you.
Here's to you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Jacob,
love you both.
You are, here's to you.
Jacob, to you as well. Jacob is a favor. Jacob made a little request during the commercial break. I'd like to do that for him right now.
Oh, please. The Dr. Evil?
Thanks, Mike.
Go.
I would like to say this is the finest absinthe I've ever had the pleasure of ingesting. The green color and the lovely feeling in the front of my cerebral cortex has caused me to experience euphoria like I've never had.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Jakob. Thank you, Don, Rob, John Norman. Also, Joe Artinger on the fans and our newsman, Buzz Burbank. And your lovely bride, Paula Porcavoigavova.
Hello, Harina.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Don?
What's happening?
Besides wasted. Hey, can I talk to Joshua's
Jacob is here.
Just before we do that, please someone bring me a hot pocket.
Jacob's here from greenfairy.org.
Right,
so the caller wants to talk to Jacob's wife.
What's up?
Hey, it's Jacob's wife.
Yeah, she's here.
Why don't you address her by her name?
Karina.
Sashan.
Karina.
We didn't need that. It was a compliment, Seven Karina.
That is terrible.
Our idiot.
He meant
well. Our idiots.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I really thought that would go well.
Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Okay. What do you think?
Oh, hey. Actually, I believe Rex Grossman's father was a high school football coach, I believe.
Oh, so he wasn't a plastic surgeon.
No, I do not believe that is true at all.
I'm just delighted I'm able to remember the last call.
Whatever.
I don't
even remember what you're talking about.
All right, I said originally.
Never mind.
I said originally.
Hello. Todd and my
9-year-old animal.
Hello.
Man.
What?
Your jersey says 41.
9-year-old animals.
Your jersey says 41.
I was there when Joan Embry came.
Super Bowl 41.
Gonna get you. I said Rex Grossman looked like he was privileged, and then a caller said his father was a plastic surgeon, and now someone is called to say his father was a football coach.
I think they called to a win by 14.
You know, would you like to bet?
You want to take the Bears?
I would like to take the Bears.
I'll take that bet all day long.
With that spread.
How much, Fred? 7 points?
Spread.
You're on. 14. I am... serious as cats.
You make it 16 points and I'm in.
Oh, kiss my ass. Hello.
The Bears.
Done. I'll give you 10.
10 what?
10 points.
You just gave me 14.
No. You said
you just
16.
Gave me the bit. You gave me
you
the
said
Colson
16.
14.
You said 16. I said kiss my ass.
Right.
If you bring it down to 10, I give you 10 points.
Well, that doesn't make any sense, what you just did, drunky drunk.
16.
No, you just said, I'm predicting the Colts will win by 14 points. I said, I'll take that bet. And then I said,
well,
no. And then you said, now I'll give you 10.
I don't want to bet 14. I'll bet a 10.
Well, I can't bet a 10. It's not going to happen.
Well, right.
I believe the Colts will win also, and I think
Thank
they're going
to
win handily, but I will take the you know, the two touchdowns and a safety.
16 points? No way. I'm not giving you that.
All right.
Hello?
We drink so you
don't have to. What a mic show. Hello?
Tom, this is Jack Cassidy. I want to know when I should show up for your Super Bowl party.
Ah, Jack Cassidy.
Wow.
And we'll all sit back in an easy chair and have a cigarette and a cigarette extender or whatever it's called. But, cigarette holder.
Cigarette holder. Hello, Don of my show. Hello.
Oh, the brain tricks you.
Hello.
Or does it speak the truth?
Scarecrow. The brain is tricky.
Hello.
Hey, fellas, Brambo here. Hey, just wanted to say props to you guys. When you drink, it's the best.
Yeah, but it's not as good as when we're sober.
You don't know. It's no way as good as when we're sober.
No way.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What do you think?
God, I'd like to bone you. How are you?
So that means good.
God, I'm so horny.
That's he's doing very well right
so
now.
I am so horny. My girlfriend is sick.
Oh, no.
And I feel that I
she's
cannot,
your designated driver, though.
I cannot violate her because she's sick. You know what I mean? I can't get sick for the show, Jack.
True. Who is the celebrity you most resemble, man?
My girlfriend? Annette Bening. She's hot. My girlfriend's really cute.
I know, but I was asking the caller.
Oh. Oh,
May.
May.
Let's see.
Her, this girl.
May.
Me?
Yes, please, quickly.
Well, my hair was a little shorter. People said I looked like Faith Hill, so.
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
Well, your hair was shorter.
Yeah. Faith Hill has kind of a horse face.
Oh, no.
She?
Faith Hill is absolutely perfect.
I say giddy up. Faith Hill. Faith Hill is like a white Shannon Sharp.
But I want to talk to you guys about your beverage of choice for this afternoon.
No comment.
Our what for this afternoon? A what, honey?
Your beverage of choice for this afternoon.
Absinthe.
We are saying this is the absinthe show.
Well, you know, I just called my husband and
Michael.
Turn you guys
yes. Michael, hold on a second, honey.
Yes.
Hang on, sweetie.
Here's to you.
Here's to you.
Here's a toast to you.
Thank you. Right back you at you. That was a hard one. Violent clink. That was a glass-breaking toast.
And you were so right. The greener stuff, the 1492 absinthe.
No, the 1492 is what you're dressed. 1792. What is Jacob?
1792.
Two of them. We got the 1792 and we've got the Oliva absinthe.
Oliva absinthe is
what are Mike and I drinking right now? It's good stuff.
1792. And no, actually, you're drinking Oliva.
I'm not. I'm drinking the same stuff you are, Mike.
Exactly. Well, it's the Oliva.
The Oliva
it's the
is
Oliva.
What you're drinking.
Olivia Newton-John?
Oliva, yeah. Mm. It's good stuff.
You know, she had boob cancer.
You were saying,
and I love her anyway.
Olivia Newton-John.
I love her.
Cancer.
I can't believe that she was on American Idol. Shut up. She was on American Idol when she should have been on the Grease show.
He means that nicely.
She is hot.
With,
I love her. Even with breast cancer, I love Olivia Newton-John.
With Billy Bush.
I love Olivia Newton-John.
Sure.
ONJ.
Why not? Give me three Olivia Newton-John hits. Brain teaser.
What do you mean?
Give me three hits by Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, I honestly love you.
One.
That's one.
If you love me, then
two.
Let me know.
That's two.
Two.
And hopelessly devoted to shoes.
Shoes? No, he was making jokes.
Hopelessly devoted to you.
He was making
of
jokes.
And... can't you believe me? I'm magic.
He was making jokes like at party.
Yeah. And of physical. Course, let's get physical.
Sure.
Right. Olivia Newton-John. Xanadu. Hello, Dynamite Show. Are you still there, Audie?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
what's
ma'am?
Up?
I'm waiting patiently to talk to you guys about this because my husband just said the other night he wanted to order some of this stuff, and I'm like, okay, is it worth the hangover?
Absinthe? Yes.
Only if you go to greenfairy.org.
Right now.
Can I tell
That's
you?
What he told me. He said to go to greenfairy.org.
I've had this a half dozen times. I've never had a hangover.
Seriously, hangover whatsoever.
Okay, let's not get too happy on that. I'm all for that website, Jacob, but I don't believe in misleading customers.
Who's gotta do?
Never had one, man.
Wow. That's okay.
I love you guys. You guys are great.
We love you. Could you sing an Olivia Newton-John song to us?
I sure can. You better shape up, because I need a man.
Oh. Come on.
And my heart is set on you.
Yeah,
way to go, baby.
You better
shape
up.
Yeah.
You better understand.
Uh-huh. Very good.
In my heart, I want to be
true.
Love I want to do. You're the one that I want. You're the one that I want.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Next. Honey, goddammit, you're the one that I want.
That sounded Elvis-like.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, doing good. Yeah. No, if the little bit of the green fairy would help you get used to the dirty Sanchez.
Now, you know what? He forced that kink of his right through
the phone.
Uh-huh. I mean, really, it has nothing to do that, but no connection. Nothing. We're going to play another Olivia Newton-John song. God, I remember this one. Were we working together when this one came out?
Make a Move on Me?
When weren't you working? This is before you.
Before Mike.
Before me.
I played this one solo, man.
That meant I played it, too. God.
Hello,
horrible.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes,
hey.
Yes. Is your phone bad enough?
Hi. What's happening?
How you doing?
How are you?
I am excited about the Super Bowl, you bastard.
And have you heard who's coming back for the Green Bay Packers, sir?
Brett Favre, you son of a bitch.
Favre.
My man. Shut up, Buzz.
Sorry.
I love him.
I know you do.
God damn it.
Many
the
do.
The Packers are going to go to the Super Bowl next year.
It's possible.
Shut up.
I got money says that's not going to happen.
Shut up, Mike. Shut up, Buzz. Hello.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, what can we do for you, sir?
Are you there?
Now, you know what I like? There's a trend. Do you notice there's a trend on the phones?
What do you like?
People hanging up because they realize there's just no entry.
No point.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Good show today.
Thank
That's
you.
Right, Don and Mike Show. Duh. What's happening?
I had a request for Buzz.
A request for Buzz. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I'm just sing the Come and Take Me Away song like you did last time you had the absence.
I'd love that,
thank
too.
Thank you, my friend.
I
thank
would
you.
Love that.
An outstanding request.
Bravo.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk?
Wow.
You left me anyway, and then I don't remember the rest of this. Wow, that's it.
Oh, it's an
insult that to happen. They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho. Hee ha ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to.
Now, if he had good judgment, he would have stopped singing at the vocal.
Probably.
You know.
That went well.
I thought so.
That was.
You normally do remember all those
not
lyrics,
like we so. Didn't try.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
God damn it. I am excited about the Super Bowl.
I know you are, and thank you for the jersey.
I am
Don
excited.
And Mike.
Shut up. I am excited that my man, Peyton Manning, is going to get through.
Mm-hmm. What was that? Peyton Manning's going to do what?
Going to get through.
Get through.
He is going to punch through, he's going to win the Super Bowl.
He's
going to
get off the schneid and win the big game.
On Sunday. Right
win.
On.
Good. That's a good
thing. Peyton Manning will win.
Greenferry.org.
He will win.
Right.
Brett Favre is coming back.
Did Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow today?
I am going to have sex with my girlfriend this weekend. I am going to have some spectacular Super Bowl sex with her this weekend.
Sex 41.
Cheers to you, Mike.
Cheers. Now, not hard.
Have sex with your preteen girlfriend.
No.
I say that with love.
I know. You say that. You say
we are going away to Atlantic City in a couple of weeks.
We are, and I'm looking forward to it.
And my girlfriend is looking forward to discussing politics with you.
Mm. Oh. Is she really?
No, I told her to shut the frig up.
Yeah. Oh, but that, I'm not uncool.
I told her.
I'm not uncool with that.
I told her.
I'm really open-minded. Most of my friends are Republicans.
You're not open-minded.
What? I'm not. But what I'm saying is most of my friends are Republicans. I can actually handle that. Why are you hanging me?
I have my dreams there. I said to my girlfriend, we're going to Atlantic City with Mike and his girlfriend in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Don't F it up and talk to Mike about politics.
Is she really passionate?
She is so freaking Republican.
She is.
My God.
Oh, how sad.
She drives me nuts, and I don't care about it like you do.
Right. Yeah, you know what? And at a certain point, I do have people walk away from the table, so I won't bring it up. I'll talk about lighthearted things.
She's cute, though.
Pixie sticks.
She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to steal her.
Very nice.
Poor girl. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
I love the accent, Joe. I just wanted to say you guys sound like Paul Abdul talking to a 19-year-old boy at the American Idol tryout.
Yeah, the nice thing about us is we're not pretending we're not.
We're effed up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Can I speak to Buzz?
I'm here.
Buzz.
Yes, sir.
I'd like for you to put my name on the list. I'm Larry from Laurel. That if Hillary Clinton becomes president, I want to be the first to earn my knee pads.
I don't know.
Do you have any idea what that joke
means? I don't know what that means.
Douchebag says what?
Are you like a Hillary hater, sir?
Douchebag says what?
I said I want to earn.
No. I asked you a specific question.
What does it mean?
Do you like or dislike Hillary? And I want an honest answer.
I like. I love. I like. I just love her.
Shut up. I would.
What's the knee pad thing?
I don't get that.
Hillary tomorrow.
Wow.
But not today.
You know what? That's one of those really good statements. Good night. I wish we could wrap it up right there. I would F Hillary tomorrow.
Well, you have Saturday wide open.
I would F her tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Hey, we had that discussion. Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton?
Hillary.
Nancy. Both.
Hillary looks better in person.
Does she really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen Nancy Pelosi in person.
Seen her on TV.
Yeah, but
no.
Now, don't try to conjure me. I'm confused enough as it is in my brain.
Dynamite show. Hello. Hey. Super Bowl show. Super Bowl Friday.
Super Bowl.
Hey, Jack.
I am still drinking my second glass. Where are you, Mike?
Halfway through my third.
Oh, my God.
I've finished three.
You kill me on this. You kill me like
Can I ask you guys all
like
a real
a motorcycle
question?
Thing.
Let me
God
ask
you, damn it.
Let me ask you all a question. Why are you guys all buzzed? I can't believe why you are. I'm kidding.
I have
of
no
course.
Idea.
I'm kidding. Is everybody okay? This is the Don and Mike Show. It's Groundhog Day. How you doing, everybody?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jack, I wonder if Edie would like a little after.
He wants Edie. Hey, God bless you for that.
You
though.
Must be drinking.
That's awfully nice. Isn't that nice that you wanted Edie? Don, I'm over here. Isn't that nice that he wanted Edie?
That would be awful, Mike.
I wonder if we could probably do an Edie pretty fabulously right
Hello,
now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yes.
Hi.
Here's to you, caller.
Caller, if you're going to call in and pause that much, you're not going to be heard.
What's up?
Don.
What?
Mike, I want to ask Don if because he's drinking absinthe, do your farts smell better today than yesterday?
They're not there today, right?
I have not farted.
Are you healthier today than you were yesterday?
Yes. Yes. My girlfriend, who has the plague, did not give it to me.
Good.
Thank you.
I want to say.
Yes, Jacob. Yes.
Actually, back in the day.
My girlfriend did give me VD, though.
No, she
didn't.
Now stop.
No, she did. And AIDS.
She's not going to like that.
No.
She won't like that on any level.
No.
But, Robbie, we need to break. Absinthe was prescribed to relieve gas.
I
swear to God.
Gas? Did you say gas?
Relieve or gas.
Jacob, could you, the great like absinthe purveyor, just say gastronomy?
Yeah.
I thought he said yes. He said yes.
It relieves gas.
Gas. Ah, very good. Right.
My sphincter has been clear.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Returning to our top story, and
Shep Smith,
the scare across the city of Boston, the shutdown road.
Shep Smith.
Homo.
Shepherd.
Roads and bridges and a river. Responsibility claimed by Atlanta-based Turner Broadcasting. A promotional campaign gone horribly wrong. As for the program being promoted, here on this program, we reported on its characters. And Lee Sims of Metter Georgia emails, you got it all wrong. Frylock, Master Shake, and Meatwad are not Lunanites. They are a brand of twisted superheroes. Frylock has radar capabilities and can shoot lightning from its eyes. Master Shake shoots stuff out of its straw. And Meatwad can change into different shapes. And the robot is not their god. He originally was the ghost of Christmas past from the future. You guys are my favorite, but I really don't like hearing how you butchered another of my favorite shows.
Shut up!
I stand corrected, Lee. They're not Moonanites, but human-sized fast food icons. We regret the error, regret it sincerely, and are thankful it did not shut down any major roads, bridges, trains, or rivers. And now you know the news.
Suck a D.
The Don and Mike Show. experts at doing the toilet facility.
You got to talk up Chicago.
Don Geronimo and
gotta
Michael
really talk
Mara.
Up Chicago.
Mike is so... God, this is a long intro.
I know.
I'd be glad to, though.
This is a great intro. It really is.
I got my show at 551 on the East Coast.
I'll help you out, too.
That means 251 on the West Coast.
You excited about the Super Bowl, Don?
Big Super Bowl weekend. Jimmy, Indianapolis Colts, Chicago Bears, and South Florida. Temperature currently 72. And baseball that's all in its big inning.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Big inning.
I do love Chicago. I love me the Chicago.
I'm too drunk to do that.
I know, but you did it. You did it. You talked it up. Are we out of water?
Water. We need water. I'm on my second glass now.
Yes. I just finished my third, and I would be having my fourth port.
Gosh. My second glass of absinthe.
Almost news time.
It is our big...
Are we doing the news this evening?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Super Bowl absinthe show.
I'm so excited. Get him more drunk.
I'm ready.
What happened during the break? Jim Nantz called during the break.
No. Did Jim Nantz really call?
I spoke to him during the break.
Did you speak to him?
Jim figured out that we were a little drunk.
He doesn't like that.
Right?
Jim doesn't want to come on today.
No.
I said to him, Jimmy, we love you.
Oh, did you say it like that?
Yes, I did.
No wonder he's not coming on.
Jimmy will not come on today.
No. Oh, that's a shame.
But will you watch his special tonight?
Mike.
Tomorrow night.
Mm. Here's to you. It's tonight, Buzz. Tonight
greatest
commercials.
Cheers. I need ice. I need
cheers.
Ice.
Cheers.
Cheers. Jacob and Polina. Polina, right?
We are drinking absinthe.
What is it? Karina. Karina.
Karina.
I, Karina.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, welcome to our Super Bowl party.
How are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Hey, what's happening?
It is very nice in my drink. I believe that I passed everybody right now.
We have not listened to our horse sex video yet.
No, we haven't.
God, how could we have a Super Bowl party without that? What's happening, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you guys can recommend. What would you do?
No, shut up. Shut up.
God, what is it with people that have trouble just getting to the point with their thoughts?
Let's just get to our party tape.
All right, here we go.
Horse lovin'.
It eventually me.
Oh,
the music is what kills me.
Okay.
It's evil music.
I was technically...
This is what the Super Bowl is all about.
That's right. Would you like to see this on the Jumbotron?
I was a virgin until I was 29 years old. I was a zoophile up until then.
Tradition.
Basically, didn't have much interest in other members of my own species as far as a life bond or anything. But when I met Ellie, we clicked. It was the one person that I felt within a week, probably, after I met her. We were meant to be together.
Good man. You're drinking like I am.
I am indeed.
Are you drinking, Buzz?
I've finished three. I'm working on number four. Doesn't that make you feel like the music adds to the satanic quality of
circus-like?
I notice my best buddy Mike is drinking, like almost in we are in sync
rhythm,
like Lance Bass. We're in sync.
He's in sync.
You are a full glass ahead of me, though.
How are you enjoying the tape?
What tape? The horse sex tape?
The one you just played.
It's pretty good.
It sounds... You know what scares me about this tape?
What?
Seriously?
What?
Because seriously, it should be something where we either laugh at it, we go, hey, that's hot.
That
is scaring me, and it's that music with the...
That is a tasty beverage.
It is a tasty beverage, isn't it? Greenfairy.org.
I cannot believe that three...
Planning on that Super Bowl party. Well, maybe a week after.
3 hours
take
ago,
5 days.
Saying I didn't feel anything.
The first sip you didn't like so much.
Oh, I love it now, Buzz.
Greenfairy.org. Give me a knockout Valentine's Day.
You are a great newsman.
Thank you.
You are a great partner.
God bless you. Right back at you.
You are a great producer.
Now I know he's drunk. Yeah.
You are a good guy to bring us booze from Frog.
Thanks, Don.
How about for the guys in the back? Give them a little love back there.
F them.
Now stop that.
They've done nothing to help us today.
Bring them in. Come on, boys.
Not correct.
John and Joe, they suck ass.
Now come on back in, boys.
We like them.
John and Joe, come on into the studio and say
they
hi.
They suck.
Come on now. He doesn't mean it. He has
they
to
don't
see
care
you.
About the show.
He's man. Only saying that because you're in the other
they
room.
They don't care about it like you and me do, Mike.
Honoring us talking.
Shut up, Buzz. I'll turn on you in a moment as well. Hello, Susan, Don and Mike show.
Susan.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hello, Susan Johnson.
How are you?
I bet you never have to buy ice all year. Where's the rest of this moose? This impression is not hard to do right now. Hello, Susan Johnson.
Are you stealing dyes?
I cannot marry Susan. I'm marrying Liza Minnelli.
What's happening, Susan?
Susan, cougar?
Come on now, take a breath.
A What's cougar? Up, Susan?
Can I be a cougar?
Can you?
Are you calling for a cougar's cheerleader
wow,
thing?
Wow, of all the days. How old are you?
38.
38.
Honey,
nice.
Honey, I am so out of it today.
I can't look at Robert.
Hold on a moment.
I look just like Jennifer Aniston.
Hold on a moment. One of our members will talk to you.
Sounds promising. Where are you? Where do you live?
I put her on hold, Mike.
Can you just for a second? 38
Pretty
years
please.
Old. Looks hold like on. Jennifer Aniston.
Hold on.
Wants to be one of our Susan, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh.
I don't know what happened to her, Mike.
No.
Oh, dear.
No one does.
Oh, dear.
This sort of behavior is reckless.
Sure is. This sort of behavior is reckless. And we're really the
Metro Zoo friend on the internet.
Oh, God. Is this a
After
British
a few
documentary?
Weeks, they arranged their first date.
Isn't it always?
Can I tell you something right now? I have no idea what button. I have no idea what.
You're pressing them randomly, aren't you?
I have no idea what button I pushed. Here's one I know. I like rape.
That's stop pushing that one.
That one
Please
I know.
Please stop pushing that one. That I like that one better.
I know that one too.
Right.
Where's the one, Robbie, of the
of what? The horse?
What is the thing that was I was looking for before the break?
What were you looking for? The one that we were playing about the horse.
I don't know what.
The shepherd's.
Oh Jesus! Oh Jesus!
You're a good boy. I love you, Rob. Like
I love you, too. But I
like
need to know
I have no freaking idea what it is we're talking about
okay.
right
hey,
now.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What? What's that, Mike?
How come we didn't do my bit today?
Because we didn't have time for it.
Harry Potter with the nipples.
What?
I'm nude. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
How are you?
What is it? Where is the horse sex?
That's in
Don't understand my shirt's off.
It's in what?
CD3.
Can't have a show without Harry Potter.
Well, the first night that he came up to visit me, I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed.
Hey, Mike, let's have a drink.
Good
to you.
I'm not toasting that tape.
Come on. Here's the horse sex. Buzz?
Here's. Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Mm.
Mm. Giddy up.
Yeah.
We can hardly believe our eyes. The teenage star of Harry Potter in the nude acting in sex scenes on a London stage.
Hi. Take a look. Look at that. Hey, hair from my navel down to my uni.
Nice.
Harry, that's about horses, too.
Yeah, horses. Like and that. Enjoy it.
And
Where's...
I took him in and introduced him to my miniature stallion.
Hi. Equus. My name's Harry Potter.
Kind of, I don't know if it was subconscious.
Look at that.
Kind of, I was very nervous.
Lovely horse. Sure.
Kind of wanted to do the shock factor, as it were.
Wow.
Yeah.
My miniature stallion was dropped in when
this is what a Super Bowl party is
oh
all about.
God.
When you put on some porno of a girl with a horse.
I didn't know that. I'm disturbed.
This is what it's about.
I'm disturbed.
Let's be quiet.
Shh, you know, we really do have to be quiet now.
Shh. Quiet, everybody.
We're hunting wabbit.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, Jacob.
Hello.
Often he slaps it on his belly. They call that masturbation for stallions. And so... I one thing led to another, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
And then he tried climbing on top of him, and I'm like.
You need to explain it.
How many
if
times?
If we explain it, they're going to delay it.
Has this happened to you?
Excuse me, I can't resist. And I guess.
God, this is what a Super Bowl party is all about.
This is
I didn't know that. We could not have this show if we had gone to Miami instead.
No. Not a chance.
No way.
Higher rating.
We would be in the media center with Joe Namath.
Radio Row.
And we would not be able to ask Joe Namath about being drunk.
Couldn't agree more. Play the tape.
Or horses.
Part of me said, okay, either he's for real and he won't mind this, or he's not for real and he's going to be totally freaked out by it and run. Obviously, he didn't run.
No, actually, I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. Wasn't it great until that
point? Yes.
I mean, it wasn't great until him, but as soon as he...
wasn't it great?
No, but seriously, as soon as he talked... Okay, not great, but better.
Dynamite show.
Hello. Shut up.
Shut up, Rob. Sloppiest show we've done.
One note.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Is that your one note?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, buddy. Oh, I'm on my third glass of absinthe.
No.
I
am on my second. Mike is on his third.
No. I'm not on my third. Number
four. Buzz is on his
fourth.
Wait, listen.
You've got your numbers wrong.
No. What are you on, Mike?
Fourth. Right, Jacob?
You're my man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you're my man.
Absolutely. Totally in control.
Look at that full glass. Buzz, you are a pretender to the throne.
Number four. No, I think Buzz is on number four. I'm keeping up.
Mikey's the man.
Right.
I am rooting for Mike here.
Gracie? Are you eating that?
Hello.
What are you doing? Hey, what are you talking about?
Ah, shut up.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Hello. Only talk to me and my buddy Mike.
Goodbye and goodbye.
Hello.
It's that thing we played the other day.
You know,
close enough. We couldn't find it if we wanted to.
I love these bastards.
Of course you do.
I love all these bastards.
Right back at you.
I love Mike. I love Buzz. I love Robbie.
Hi, Rob.
Goodbye to you, and goodbye to you.
Gene Rayburn.
Right.
How many years did we wait to get that?
You silly bastards.
Oh, my God.
You're all useless douches. I love you all, though.
Yeah, here
God
we are.
God damn, you're the greatest. Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead, sir.
Super Bowl party. Yeah.
Go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Hello, Don.
What?
Hey, idiot, you got to talk quicker. Come on.
What?
Yeah, okay.
My God.
Not even possible.
No.
Couldn't do it. I pictured the lower lip going,
John and Mike show.
Not even that.
Hey, guys.
One boy for sale.
Boring.
Thank you. Hey.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What can we do for you quickly?
Super Bowl show.
Shock collars.
What?
Is there any chance you guys can break out the electric shock collars?
No.
Nope. So there's somebody that we are really. Does that make it more apparent that we are trained monkeys than that right now?
Yeah.
Break out the shock collars when you're drinking the absinthe, and then cut your wrists open and see how long it takes you to bleed to death.
Bleed them out. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
How's it?
That call makes me laugh. I'm having a delayed laugh at that last call. Put the shock collars on.
You got a break. What's up?
Put your head in the toilet and breathe.
Do you notice the volume of absinthe that you're drinking has a direct relation to how big your catamari is getting?
Shut up!
What's catamari? What's catamari?
Great appetizer.
Although, is it something dirty that we are all such idiots that we don't know about?
You might be right. Calamari, right?
My tongue is so numb.
Hello.
Done.
God, the Colts are going to win.
Okay. Do you really care? Do you really care?
You don't care.
You don't care.
Mike, good game. I care.
Why are you calling?
God damn it.
It's not like the Packers or the Redskins.
Screw you. Screw you.
No,
I care.
You don't. Mean you don't. That.
I care.
You don't.
Stand up.
You want a good game.
I care beyond the
fact. Do you care enough to make it like fun to care? You know what I mean? So you've got such an emotional interest in the game that I'm trying to ramp it up to Peyton Manning. If you tell me, because that will actually hit.
I am.
That will help me in rooting for Peyton Manning.
I am there.
Because it really did move you when he called.
I am there for Peyton Manning.
Of course.
The Colts.
The Colts, right. The Colts.
Hey, Don.
The Bears.
What?
You, my friend, are a son of a bitch. You know why?
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 because there's millions of us envying you to no end. You drunk freaking millionaires. You're drunk doing your job. What do we do? We listen to you.
Shut up. Goodbye.
I love you.
He's right.
Shut up. Goodbye. Buzz?
Yes? I'd like to point out that $1 million is not what it used to be.
No, true.
After taxes, it's like a half mil.
It's the same to me, Mike.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
$1 million is nothing compared to what it was 20 years
ago. I disagree. $1 million's a million, man.
Oh, Lordy. Well, we come back.
What?
I mean, really, millionaires today are billionaires.
Shut up.
Look at the time.
Shut up.
I'm not divorced.
Shut up.
Thank God I'm not divorced.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back.
It goes so fast when you don't get it.
Talk to Buzz.
Hi.
We'll have some news stories about today's news.
Is there anything from HBO? They have some good shows that... That Entourage show has that star
Jeremy Piven.
What does that have to do with the news?
Nothing. Isn't that great?
Nothing.
Isn't that great?
What you hope is Saturday night, and I can put my head on my pillow and feel I've done everything I could to get ready
you,
for this
Peyton.
Game.
I'm all for it now.
Play it.
I'm a Colts fan.
Oh, God, I love you. I'd swarf you, Peyton. Whatever. I swear to God.
Because he's going to be fun to watch.
I would open my mouth for you.
Now that's silly.
Okay,
let's not go too far. You're really, really embarrassed.
Put it in my mouth.
You're going to embarrass yourself.
Right after Brett Favre.
You're talking about the football, right?
No. No, I'm not.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Bang.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to them. Good for you. Don and Mike.
What a dumb bet Jakob just made.
I heard the bet when we were going to break.
From the heart.
He really believes the Bears will win.
Believe it.
I gave him 7 and the Colts. And either I owe him money or he owes me absinthe.
How many bottles?
10. 10 bottles.
10 bottles. Do you
10
know,
bottles.
Do you seriously?
It's like $1,000.
No. Do you know how much that's worth?
How much?
About $700-$800.
All right. Bring it on.
A lot of money.
Bring it on.
I would like to point out, though, when he made that bet.
I'm with him.
Jakob has also reached the zenith in tolerance.
What you hope is Saturday night, and I can put my head on my pillow and feel I've done everything I could to get ready for this game. Now let's go out there and play it.
How do you not like him?
Hi.
How do you not like Peyton Manning?
How do you bet against Peyton Manning, Jakob?
I love the Bears.
Right, Yakko.
That's all you need.
The Bears.
All right. Here we go, Buzz News brought to you by...
Is this Buzz News time?
Why, Frank's red hot.
It's only 20 after 5.
Buffalo wing sauce after 6, Mike.
No.
Frank's red hot sauce wants to make you the halftime MVP.
Wrong, Don.
Of the big game.
No, he's right.
Just use Frank's red hot Buffalo wing sauce to create restaurant quality wings.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's 20 after 5. I'd like to say hi to people at Hank's Look Around Cafe. I'd like to say hi to Jeff, my partner John Cantrell.
They're good.
Jeff
hi,
Salisbury.
Hi. Hi, Buzz.
My managers, Darvell Rizzo.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hi.
Before you get too excited about the news that you can get...
48 hours until the game.
That's right.
Mike,
wake up.
Mike, come on. I am just catching up now. I have almost done my second glass.
I got shotgun.
Oh,
pardon me?
Huh?
We're getting a ride home, and he wants shotgun. Mean? He wants to ride shotgun.
No, I think he's threatening us.
Fill up your bottle.
A shotgun from the ride home.
Fill up your glass.
John Norman's taking a bunch of us home. I got shotgun.
Fill up your glass.
Look at that. Look at my glass.
Oh, come on. Drink up, you pussy.
I'm not a pussy. Don't call me a pussy.
Here's to you.
Who's Philip?
Here's to you. Come on.
Coming
now.
Over there.
Come on. Here's to you.
You're not going anywhere.
Me.
You're the one that wanted to taste
Clint Pate Manning's thing.
I do.
We'll be right back. I just got suddenly, during that moment, very tired.
Yeah, really?
Why?
I have no idea.
Can't imagine.
I would eat his thing.
All right.
Before you get too excited about the news that you can get really, really drunk by swallowing hand sanitizer.
He has had enough where he's not going to be able to do a credible newscast.
And Archie's thing, too.
You might want to
think
about...
Not Eli's, though.
What is this? Did you have something about hand sanitizer?
Maybe Connors, though.
Before
I would eat Connors. Confan, who is Peyton's, like, retarded brother.
Oh, the guy that helped you out.
Right.
Is this the stuff you're talking about?
Hand sanitizer.
Is this bad?
Like Purell?
Am I going to have to throw this away?
No, you don't have to throw it away. But don't drink.
Manning brother is not retarded.
Don't drink it to get
drunk. He hurt himself playing football.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
What the hell are you talking about?
And how does it make his voice do that?
Connor Manning.
Clear your throat. Clear your throat so I understand what you're saying. All right. Connor Manning.
When Frida passed away, I got a call from Peyton Manning's brother's wife.
That's okay. I understand.
His name is Connor, I think, except I'm drunk.
Of course.
They live in Louisiana.
You sure it was him?
And they listen to the show. Yes, hello. I got the call from Peyton Manning. You know that.
It's true.
I know you did, and I remember how much it meant to you.
Really
happy.
And I'm rooting for the Colts this weekend for that very reason.
I love Brett Favre, too.
You don't have to mention Brett Favre. He's not in the Super Bowl.
We all know that.
Even though you're wearing... What are you... just as a recon...
What
are the Green Bay Packers clothes? And don't say what like I'm drunk.
Clothes?
Mr. Man.
I have on a Packers jacket.
Right. Yeah, the Packers sweatshirt.
Super Bowl with all their Super Bowls. I have on a Packers sweatshirt.
It's not a show in the goddamn country you could come to, Jacob, and have.
I have on a Packers shirt underneath my sweatshirt. I have on Packers socks and Packers tennis shoes. F you bastards!
Bravo!
I love Brett Favre.
Oh,
I love Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm rooting for the Colts this weekend.
Peyton Manning called me after my wife passed away.
He did. That was very nice.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
How could I not root for him?
You can't. You have no choice.
He's the winner, Buzz.
That's right.
He's the big freaking winner.
But you have the bet. Did you take the bet with Jacob?
Yeah. This ass bet me outside.
This ass has given us all our stuff today.
Good ass.
Now the Bears are going to win.
You like Jacob. Yeah. Don't you like Jacob?
Yeah, Bears.
We love
Jacob. Oh, I think Jacob is a wonderful guy.
You're right.
So is the bet... For real? You guys really made the bet?
Yeah.
Yes, we did. What's the bet, Jacob?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know that I've got 10 bottles of absinthe against your, I don't know what.
Cash.
Like 800
money bucks. Cash.
Yeah.
I will take your 8 bottles of absinthe.
This is the time to make that bet. This is the time to make that bet, Jacob.
It's 10 bottles of absinthe. Whatever absinthe you want.
Wow.
If the Bears win.
Not a chance.
No
what
point.
What do you get if the Bears win?
No, you gave me 7 points.
I told you take 7 points.
All right, you gave me 7 points.
All right, you
I'll
gave me
it.
7 points.
I'll take it.
So if the Colts win 7-3, you're the big winner, Jacob. What do you want in return?
They're not going
to
win 7-3.
I want to mention every show for the next year.
Just
every
on
show.
Monday.
Well, Jacob, I got news for you. That's worth about $650,000.
Send me my 10 bottles of absinthe on Monday.
Well, you might want to rethink that now that you've gone to the CBS corporate headquarters.
Jacob is starting to show a little.
Isn't he? Jacob's starting to show his drive. I want to mention every show until you die.
I don't want.
Do you know how much better this was if we had gone to Miami and done a show?
This could not have happened in Miami.
If we had had to sit in that room with all those dumb, sweaty people walking around.
Hey, we're talking right now to a guy that won the game like 750 years ago. How do you feel about the game today? How's it changed?
Blah, 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 blah.
Here's the barrel guy from Mile High Stadium.
Here's a super fan. He's going to paint his face and look like an ass. Hey, how about a bratwurst, you big, dumb pump?
We're here with Deacon Jones.
Deacon, I know that 98.999% of America doesn't remember you, but how do you feel about the game?
We are joined by Roman Gabriel IV.
Now, I would not like to discount all our previous Super Bowl shows, Don, but that's what they've sounded like.
I agree.
I'm a dumbass. That's all.
Jacob, what is this?
That's an empty bottle.
That's an empty glass.
Thank you.
Empty glass.
Absence makes the heart grow fungus.
Fill it up, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would like to also say that I love Carla.
Of course you do, and rightly so. Hear, hear.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
I do too.
I'm like regressing into like things I want to say.
I do too.
We all do.
This is what happens when you get drunk enough. You stop being a professional and start just saying things you would say. If can you say hi to my mom?
I love your girlfriend too, Mike.
She's wonderful.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Take the top off that water bottle, Jay.
Before you get too excited about the news that you can get really, really drunk from swallowing hand sanitizer, you might want to think about the side effects.
Ew, that's gross.
Those hand sanitizing gels like Purell are more than 70% alcohol. That's 140 proof. About the same as Absinthe, but twice the strength of vodka.
Yeah. Excuse me just a second.
That.
Don't right. drink that.
All right.
See, unlike Absinthe, sanitizer gel is made with the wrong kind of alcohol.
Kiss my fat ass.
Isopropyl, the drugstore variety. Your body processes that.
Processes.
Say
it the way you wanted to say
British,
it.
British processes it differently than liquor. It screws up your bodily functions. And it might just.
Mr. Lewis, has your body had trouble processing alcohol?
Excuse me, my new drink is here.
That's a powerful one.
First
right
drink
there.
Is here this number is two. Four?
That is like, that looks like.
To Mike's girlfriend,
like,
Carla, number three, or is it number four?
Really?
What is it, Jacob?
She's pretty.
4+5. You've
number
got a strong one there.
Here you go. To your girlfriend, Mike.
Thank you very much.
To Carla. Very nice.
How's that one taste?
That means good.
Tastes good.
Less filling.
Be like.
Unlike Absinthe.
No way.
Sanitizer gel is made with the wrong kind of alcohol.
Good.
Isopropyl, the drugstore variety.
No way. I would be sincerely willing, Buzz, to throw out your entire newscast tonight.
Whatever.
And just have a chat with us.
That's fine.
How are you, Buzz?
Well, I'm well. I couldn't be better, really. How are you?
I love you, dude.
I love you, man.
That is the cloudiest
one. I found a jersey at home.
You know what? I have to point out that we have all... And I'm talking about, like, just a few of us here have been...
Jacob just sprayed his booze.
All over the place, the professional. I want everybody to know that everybody on this show, we snipe, we backstab.
Sure.
But the level of genuine esteem that we feel for each other
we're
is
family.
Sincere, and I raise my glass to that.
We're family.
Can we have a toast to that?
Cheers.
A toast to that?
To family.
Love you guys.
Love you, man.
To all your screw-ups.
To all the screw-ups in this
all
room.
All you F-ups.
Here's to you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Johnny,
thank you for everything.
Right back to you.
Back home.
Joe, back to you. Nostrovia, buddy.
Very
absolutely.
Nice. Very nice.
Found the home today.
I swear to God, I love this group of guys in our little hole in the wall in Rockville. My God.
Isn't it great?
I don't think we'd be able to pull this off without the right group of guys.
You're right.
I found a jersey that was given to me in 1984. By Gary Fensick of the Chicago Bears.
Gary Fensick.
When you were working in Chicago at WBBM.
And if I wasn't such a fat ass,
wow,
I would have worn it in today. It's like a size 42. And I put it on today.
It was a little tight.
It looked like putting 15 pounds of sugar into a 5 pound bag.
Probably washed a few times,
you
right?
You put it on, couldn't put your arms down.
But I want to say... I remember when that guy called us, Buzz.
Yes.
When we did the morning show.
I remember Gary Fensick.
God damn it. And still, I think the Colts are going to win this weekend.
I know.
So you have a little Bears loyalty.
Little Bears.
But Peyton Manning.
I do.
Peyton Manning. You know what? Peyton Manning said some good things to you.
I got me a Jim McMahon jersey.
And you got it. You know, here's the problem.
What?
You have two cities in America.
No problem.
And you took me to Chicago, and I have been to Chicago. Are you ready for this?
What?
One time.
Was that the greatest night of your life, Mike?
I fell in love with the city like I've never fallen in love with
greatest
the
greatest night in your life.
Is the city as
Chicago?
Great as it was?
Second city with big shoulders. Absolutely.
It is a great city like so many cities. And I've been to Indianapolis where, God damn it, Mayor Bill Hudnut, who is not with us anymore,
right.
gave us the key to the city.
Sure he is.
And I think he's gone.
No, he's alive. He tried to call.
Oh, no.
He tried to call the show at like 3 weeks ago. I didn't take his call.
Yeah. He keeps trying.
He called like 3 weeks ago.
You bastard.
This is the guy.
We need to break.
The guy.
Wait, hold on a second. We don't need to break now. Stop it.
The guy that
Wild
was,
Bill Hudnut's not on the show anymore.
The guy that was the mayor of...
Didn't he get into some big controversy? Right?
The guy that was the mayor of Indianapolis when the Colts moved to Indianapolis.
Right.
guy's a friend of ours. He called the show how long ago?
A couple of years.
Several times. No.
He keeps trying. Most recently.
When was Rob? When was the last? There's
most
Rob.
Recently.
3 or 4 months ago. I think.
Right.
So he is alive.
I blew him off.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive.
Well, now he's timely. Probably. Too bad we couldn't have had him on the show today. Because he won't be timely after the show on Sunday.
Probably dead.
He's not the mayor of Indianapolis now.
No, he's not, no.
And he had a controversy, I know that.
God, I'm
really?
God, I'm effed up.
I know you are.
But in a nice way.
But this is what is good about the Super Bowl, though.
But what I meant to say was...
What, Mike?
We went to that city and we had a great time. And
Indianapolis?
Yeah, they're good
Chicago.
People.
Chicago.
No, Indianapolis and Chicago, both
which
great.
Which one?
Both great cities.
But which do we have a better time in?
Oh, Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. Maybe Pierre.
You can't get a burger in Indianapolis.
Jerry Rosnick's pink ass.
The Windy City.
God. Come on.
Wow.
We had a great
time.
Now
I know.
We had a great
cheers.
Time.
Do
we have a great time?
No. Don and Mike to break.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What do you
Don and Mike to break. This is going to be the last segment coming up, right?
That's right. It could be. Segment.
We were talking about people drinking hand sanitizer to get drunk.
Cares,
yeah, exactly. That's my point.
Right. Say it one more time, the guy from Entourage.
The guy from Entourage? That would be Jeremy Piven. Clearly, you mean Jeremy Piven.
Who is it, Buzz?
Jeremy Piven.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wow.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Super Bowl on Sunday.
That's right, 2 days.
Goddamn. Why don't you all come over Sunday
all right.
to watch the game with me?
Are you going to break this show out when we're 80? And I told Rob to burn me a copy. And there'll be new technology. I want to listen to this when I'm 80 years old.
We're not going to live to 80.
No, I'm. But you know what? I am, God damn it.
All right.
No, I'm going to listen to this as old, and I will weep like a baby.
This is an embarrassing show.
It is an embarrassing show that there's no one... else could do.
We're very
there smart. Have been drinking shows. This was like a flat out balls to the wall. We did it and and nobody else did.
Just an awful show.
Yeah. I like it when you're checking your cell phone on the show.
Rob just gave it to me. Why did you give it to me?
It was ringing.
Who was calling?
Why did you give it to me?
It was ringing.
Because Rob's sober and he's showing his usual judgment.
He's the one. I love him.
Hi. I know you love him.
I love him.
God, now, how do you feel about that after all the crap you've been through?
I
all
love right. him. Are you kidding me?
We all do.
Who called?
We all do. I do. I love him in a different way.
My girlfriend.
That's it. What she wants. Right. As we've always known.
What does she want?
Essential.
Maybe.
I thought she's picking you up.
She can't make it and wants to know if you can drive.
You'll be all right, right?
What does she want? Just pick me
Jacob,
up,
another thank you for a fabulous absence show.
Greenberry.org.
You're welcome.
Greenberry.org. Joe Ardinger, John Norman, our support staff in the background.
Just pick me up.
Thank you guys for handling everything.
Supporting us.
Because you can't do a show like this if you're just by yourselves. There have to be sober people that aren't having fun.
You can't do a show like this. Period.
Come on.
Making a call?
Dial.
I do get schmaltzy, don't I? When I'm a little
we all
drunk.
Do, but you know what? That's all right. That's all right.
I like the guys I
work
with.
I love all of you.
So do I. We're
well, I like the guys I work with, and Don does too, and that's what we keep saying. You know, when we get really low.
Did you call me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Janet.
What's up?
Hi there.
Hi,
what's
Janet.
Up? What's up, sweetie?
Oh, I can't talk to you about this on the air.
Why?
No. It's okay. It's okay. I'll work it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
Do you have a fender bender? Do you have a fender bender?
Huh? What's wrong? I am feeling better.
You okay?
What's wrong?
Did you have a fender bender?
No, not at all. I'm okay.
What's going on?
Honey, I'm not going to talk about this on the air.
Oh. All right, hold on.
All right, go take the call off
hold
the
on.
Air.
Hold on.
Donna's going to take the coal off the air, as I would in that condition, too.
Oh, sure. It sounds
I would absolutely make sure that everything was okay.
Sounds important. Sounds
but you know, I would really, 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 if I don't say it enough, I do appreciate our whole staff.
You know, we've worked together for a very long time, and we are family.
We are. Yeah. Yeah.
She's got to pee.
Well, don't we all?
Is she waiting out in the parking lot?
She's outside.
Well, come on in.
Come
we have a restroom.
It's ridiculous.
God damn it.
Please, man.
Make yourself
at home.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody runs out to grab her.
Come inside.
Of course. Do we have a good crew? This is really the way Don and I have been treated forever.
Take a leak.
We can. It's awful nice.
Come here. Where is she?
She's pulling in.
God damn.
Let's start the news.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. You know, we were talking about people drinking hand sanitizer to get drunk.
You're not going back to that story.
No?
Go to your next story.
Go to your,
go where you'd go, right. Like, with 3 minutes left in the news.
Here's the next story, then.
If Mike O'Hara...
Here's to you.
Here's to... Oh, wow. Look at that. Hey, how about me?
You. Come on.
I got shotgun on the way home, Buzz, okay?
Have you got a girlfriend in so she can pee.
You win, my brother.
Where is she? Hey, Janet.
Now you don't, you said you didn't want her to come in here.
Come here. You got to pee? Come pee in front of all of us.
No,
wait
no.
a minute.
Oh, now
you've gone too far.
Hi there. Come here. Come here.
Hi.
Hello, Janet.
Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she cute?
She is.
Very nice. Karina.
Very nice person.
Hi. Come here.
My name's Jacob.
You got to pee?
Meeting Jacob and his wife, Karina.
You got to pee?
Jacob from greenfairy.org.
Go pee.
No.
Go pee right now in our bathroom. Go pee right now.
Okay.
Don't wipe.
What?
That's my own thing, Buzz.
Right. I was like looking at her like Curious George. I was sitting there going, because last time I saw her at a baseball game, you know? I'm like going, this is me. This is my head just going back and forth going, hey, how are you?
She's a hot woman.
How are you? She's lovely.
How did I get her?
Because you're you.
How did I get her?
Within the condition you're in.
How did I
get her? I don't think you could have gotten anybody, brother.
Not in this condition, no.
Not a chance.
You just said, how did I get anybody?
But otherwise, you're Don Geronimo.
Listen to Buzz. And Buzz said, Don's running me.
Yeah.
This is the most real drinking show we've ever done.
What?
And incidentally, folks, you're not going to hear anything dramatic. This is the way it is. We just kind of say stuff.
Mm.
We're friends.
We do. How are you, Jacob?
You know what? I'd
never
like
to, better.
I would like, incidentally, I would like to have this show on Monday. I would like to have this show analyzed.
You never want to hear this again.
I surely would.
If Mike O'Mara,
we could never have done this show if we went to Miami.
No.
And did
can
our
you
Super
imagine
Bowl show.
Seriously doing a show like this?
No. You know what? We would be sitting there waiting for some douchebag from the San Diego Chargers,
some slick NFL pimp, to come up and tell us,
talk to us.
Oh, and incidentally,
my girlfriend is taking a leak.
Right.
In the next room.
And in the NFL? Was it controlled? No, not at all. Not controlled at all.
Oh, I got boogers in my nose.
Well, of course.
Most
people do.
I got a lot of boogers, though.
It's really not
news. It won't go away.
It's pretty common, right?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. I don't know where I am. In sports, if you're flying on JetBlue
that's my girlfriend.
Yes, it is.
Well, Janet, come on in here.
Isn't she?
Janet,
let's keep
come on
right
in here.
Right.
How are you, sweetheart?
Very nice person.
Good to see you.
Hi,
looking forward to Atlantic City. Do you gamble? Do you gamble like I do, like a degenerate?
Oh, you know.
Good.
Yes,
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And incidentally, if certain individuals can elevate their game, we're going to have a nicer place to stay down there.
Screw you, Mike. What do you think? If I gamble a lot?
No. I was trying to I was actually trying to send out a message to the hotel. And then I realized I can't mention more.
What are you doing?
I was trying to like pressure.
What
and
are you doing?
There's no pressure that
what
I can
doing.
Here's to you.
Here's to you.
Here's the
I'm serious.
That's funny. Did you get the, hey, do you get the joke of what I was trying to do?
Yeah, I know.
And it can't work because I can't do what I'm trying to do. Because
no,
if I try to do what I'm trying to do, that'll
quiet.
Blow the whole thing I'm trying
be
to
quiet
do.
Quiet with that.
Damn it.
Cole.
Hey, Rob.
Janet.
Hey, Rob.
Janet.
Call that guy.
Of course.
Who I called him. I already talked to him.
Janet, who is winning this weekend?
She's
on the microphone. Who's winning this weekend?
Peyton Manning.
Janet, right. I have to ask you a question. Have you ever seen him drunker?
No.
Incidentally,
no,
Annette Bening is absolutely spot on.
For my girlfriend?
I am the celebrity identifier.
She's nice.
Spot on.
He's
in that
hot,
game,
huh?
When I was doing that, I was all nervous. I didn't get a chance to chat with you. This is the first time I've looked at you. That is
absolutely. She's hot, huh?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And a nice person.
And she's a good cook.
I don't care if she's a nice person. She looks like a nice person.
And my wife.
And what?
And Karina. What's her celebrity?
Underpants.
Karina looks like...
No.
Karina seriously looks like Anna Kournikova.
Janet
like.
Washes my underpants.
Now that... Are we off the air?
Not yet.
Almost.
Do we have to say goodnight, Rob?
Yes. Time.
Buzz has to finish.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Well, how was that?
Okay. Let's go, Colts.
Go, Colts.
We'll see you Monday with the new episode, everybody.
I want the analysis. No, good day to you, sir.
No, you don't.
Good day to you, sir.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, Buzzy.
Good night, son.
Bye, Jacob.
Good night.
Head.
We're off the air.
If you see your shadow, you'll have 6 more weeks of hangover.
Groundhog Day!
No hangover.
This is the Don and Mike Show.